Gamers Haven Actual Play.
Traveler, S.S. Clark. A brutal war raged between the Villani and the Third Imperium for decades. However, it has finally come to a close. Both sides having lost forces, each side sought to have the other pay for it, or at least that's what they believed if they were victorious. Luckily for the Third Imperium, they were on the winning side. In order for the Villani Empire to make reparations, they gave them one sector of their frontier space, and then promptly cut communications. Without a map or a vague idea of what's in the sector, the Imperium has set out to do it the old-fashioned way and send in the scouts. The SS Clark, a massive capital ship, has been launched to the sector to explore it. The Behemoth has two huge docking bays that house scout ships used in order to seek out these newly gained resources. Just because the Villani, however, turned over the territory, doesn't mean that they've told the people living in that sector that they've done so.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All right, where we had last left, our intrepid travelers, go ahead and get out the minis while I'm yakking. By the way, congratulations, you guys are now on to episode 3, called The KZ Korov.
Sounds epic.
KZ Korov.
KZ Korov.
I see you've got a...
By the way, we have a guest here today. We say hello, Brandon.
Hello.
Hello, Brandon.
And there's Ryan.
Give
me a camera. Pass the mooks to the DM.
And there's Ryan, who's being a bum over there because his wife kicked him out of his house.
My
again.
Puppy. My puppy.
His wife said it's... It's her, the dog, so he took the dog and left.
Good boy.
There's Pablo. For those of you out there, he's a corgi and adorable.
Is this more accurate to what you are?
We actually got a mini for her.
Oh. So let's see. I need...
It was close, though.
Me, him, Tyler.
Okay. So
you do need a cat for him, though.
Your guys'
guy in green.
Your month of off time has sadly come to an end. And it's time to go back to work.
Man, why can't I just have like off time all the time when I was when I had vacation all the time? Yes. Let's think of my previous employments.
This isn't sci-fi mini.
And there's Alec just now showing up, the douche. Okay. So, Corporal Mehmed, since you are Captain Darius's, honestly, let's see, you're probably not nephew, you're probably his youngest cousin.
Because his territory is like a 3.
Yeah, you're the youngest cousin, and Darius promised, as most Auslan do, if you serve well enough in the Imperium Army, they can pay you in whatever measure you want, which includes land. Which basically every Auslan goes, ooh, 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 ooh!
Alright.
Okay. So, basically, you are the one who has been assigned to go get everyone. You have to go get the Varger, the human, the other human, and your cousin's wife. Sure, you can get them in any order you so choose.
Wife.
Alright, Andre. Tyler. Me. We're gonna have this be Alec and Brandon.
So, And who do you want to get first? Because after all, like a wonderful Star Trek episode, this zooms into you walking down the hallway in a tight outfit that no human being should be in, except for seven of nine.
Oh, I'm gonna go look for the other Aslan.
Okay, so you go over to your cousin's quarters, and as you get within hearing range, you can hear some raised voices. And about 10 feet away, the door kind of goes psh, and out flies a chair that shatters against the wall.
Ooh. Whoa.
And you can hear the voices screaming within. Well, correction, more like
hissing.
Male attempting to assert dominance, female not accepting dominance. And you can hear 5 kittens laughing in the background, playing with each other.
Oh, battle map.
The chair kind of lays and crumbles, but hit in front of you.
It crumbles beneath the pain.
You kind of walk in, see what's going on.
You walk in, and you can see your cousin, Captain Darius, glaring at his wife. And he says, "Green,
blue,
green,
blue,
green,
blue."
Oh. We'll settle this later.
Over angry sex?
Yes. I suppose it is time for you to go, honey. Give me a lick.
How do lions...
They lick and clean each other.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Licks your ears. I'll take care of the kids.
Mommy, no!
Five little kids come swarming up. And of course, your young is like,
take me.
Not that young.
I want to go.
When you're older, you can come with me. Right now, you have to watch over your other siblings.
In fact, you heard that? Mom put me in charge.
Your eldest son looks down and goes, Mom always just babied you because you're so small.
I'm not small. Mom, he called me small.
No, at which point he does what Michael did to me, why I never messed with him. Pick me up on my ankles and did this.
and the other siblings, being good siblings, surround and begin poking him.
And Dad's down on the couch with
other people. Dad just kind of sitting there going, "Ah, make me proud." So you throw on your lab coat and head out?
Yes.
She's a scientist cat.
Oh, and all my other equipment I recently bought.
My ACR, my heavy arm, my cloth armor, my
man portable artillery,
the freaking gun that radiates
so of course,
the entire.
In addition, you need to introduce yourself to the introduce yourself to Mehmed.
How about I was helping my husband? I'm like, who the hell is this?
This is my cousin. Say hello.
Hello.
Greetings, sir.
He doesn't own very much.
Mehmed Persia.
Dr. Persia.
Yes, Dr. Persia. Or as I prefer to call her, Nurse Persia.
Because he likes the role playing.
Mm-hmm. What? She found me. She was the nurse that took care of me in the hospital after I blew up.
Literally.
Now, I've done some unethical research into genetics. I can rebuild you, and I will rebuild you stronger and faster.
I can't tell what the side effects will be.
I don't know.
That seems a little awkward considering I have completely average strength, although I have +1 dex.
Ha ha! Okay.
Shall we go find the wolf thing?
The Varga?
Yes, the Varga.
Varger.
This is your task that was given to you. Let us move on.
Okay.
We're going to the preamp.
You, of course, walk over, and you can see him sitting there at the, sitting there in the,
sixes, yeah.
Basically the cantina forward type of place. And you can see that there are two little ensigns who are sitting there, not only out of credit, but you see their shoes are also on the table. You have ranks in gambling, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he is one of the ensigns.
Now, what Varger are, now, Aslan are usually about 2 meters tall. They're big. Vargr are about 1.5, maybe 1 1/3. They're
I'm big. I'm the big. I've like got a 12 and dirt. No, that just means I can go a long time.
So he's about 1.4 meters. So to you, he's got the.
Yeah, I've been strength of 6, so I'm probably pretty small. I'm one of those gangly guys that runs around all the time.
I'm still a weaker than
and
the party.
And since they're kind of like, come on, man, can I at least have my shoes back?
You have to owe me.
Please.
Give them their shoes back.
For you.
Oh, I'm like, where are you?
You pull the arm up?
Yeah.
I'm like, here's your shoes.
I owe you a beer.
Oh, you've got food. That's why Pablo is acting like this.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can see Persia behind him.
Oh, hi.
I see things are going well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They always do. Mm-hmm. Poor saps.
Anywho, time to go back to work.
Down, public. Down. Down.
Why again?
Because we're with the government.
Because you got drafted. You got volunteered.
Dude, is that a prison calling?
I never got caught.
No, you escorted me in after my little last mishap. And they found you and went, so.
Down.
Pablo,
what are
down.
Your skills?
Down.
We know who you are, so.
Next in line?
Alright, so who else do we have left to round up?
The two humans.
The soldier.
My character name.
Okay. Character name might help.
I'm Francis.
Jack.
I hate this plane. I hate space.
Looks like we're missing a Francis and a Jack. Let's go look for Jack.
Good. Leave the candidate for last.
Andre, can I do my thing when you walk up?
Sure. You see him in the armory. You see he's kind of double-checking his gun so, at least a couple times. Mainly because he had this horrible accident that I don't think he ever recovered from.
Hey, Roger, I need to check out the normal stuff.
Yes, yes.
The old quartermaster, he's got just an old gray soul patch. And you can see he's got the sunglasses and the bandana that's tied back. And he's got several tattoos that signify that he was a Star Marine.
Do you actually have a name for him? They called him Roger.
Washington. Okay. Armorer Washington.
I'm gonna call him Roger.
Okay.
Sup?
Normal stuff.
Alright, here you go, Mutt.
What?
Please! Mm-hmm. Take some grenades. Some of my ammo that they keep away from me.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You can do that?
You're like,
I'm
Jim.
Okay. Sorry, I was teaching.
And Miss Persia.
Washington.
He scratches his
down.
Patch.
Pablo.
He slides you your stuff and says, "Are you done? These aren't gonna backfire. I double-checked them.
I just need to quadruple-check."
Oh, come on, son. Fingers ain't that important. You got the doctor right next to you. I'm sure she can glue it back on.
I'm not sure how many of my fingers are actually real anymore, anyway. This one's real?
You have little fingers still?
This is technically not a finger.
Oh, okay.
You're out of bullets. This is all glass.
He tries to do the gun.
Did they basically blow off your hand last time?
You were nearly killed.
Yes. Well, and it's not just that. If you think about it, in my prior to the game starting, I was also nearly killed.
So that was another rock launcher.
I'm not sure how many bits of me are actually still natural at this point. I mean, none of it's mechanical, because I don't have any bonuses, but there's lots of plastic in me.
Or it's biocultured.
Yes, that too. Stupid future.
Just to let you know, do you know what bioculturing is?
It's basically stem cell equivalent, pretty much.
They took his own DNA and grew some bits for him.
Okay.
Oh,
and keep it in storage.
Okay.
Because, honestly, he, of all people, is the one who's supposed to get hurt.
I'm the Marine.
There's a doctor, a porter.
I'm the porter.
And a scout. If anyone's I'm supposed to get hurt.
Yeah. And you know what?
Can't you tell how good I am at porting stuff? With my 6 strength?
Yeah.
It's not that you don't, it's that you can carry several trips, because you can run back and forth.
Oh, yes. I don't tire very easily.
No, Pablo.
Pablo, stop whining. No one loves a whiner. Except Jessica.
Out of curiosity, do I get bennies today?
Oh, yes.
No.
Absolutely not.
You wasted them all the last couple games.
Actually, these are actually from Pinnacle. So these are actual real bennies.
Oh!
And they have little pictures on them.
Pablo, you down.
They certainly have more heft than our previous bennies. And they're harder to lose when I drop them on the floor.
They're no longer the little white dots.
Side.
All right. So now I've gathered these three, and the final one is Francis. Sorry. Wrong connotation.
Francis.
So as you come walking around the turn, you see a red light flashing. It's probably supposed to be making a giant fire alarm sound as well, but I've disconnected it. You see between my two shuttered doors, a little smoke's coming up. As you go over and the door opens, you hear, catch!
Catch it.
You okay?
You look down, and it's a device, and it's ticking. Meanwhile, the room's filled with smoke, and you hear some ratcheting noise.
I throw it at...
I was no...
The one that's already been exploded
it gets
several
zero.
Times.
You feel tased.
No. These two fingers feel something.
Hey, who wants the other pizza pizza?
I'm good. I had my fill.
Nobody?
That...
Go for it.
What'd it do? It tased my two real fingers.
Oh, put it over there.
Do I see a stack of similar looking objects?
No, you see a stack.
He's looking for the one that will actually...
Hey, you see me over on the wall doing this.
No, at this point,
with a panel removed from the wall.
Are you supposed to be doing that?
Huh?
What are you doing?
You know, if a frog had wings, you wouldn't hit his butt so much.
What the hell?
What?
So, where are we going?
I wouldn't rub his butt so much. That's the problem.
But
such a dumb movie.
Oh! Who are you? Hi, I'm Francis.
Francis, I'm,
Mehmed.
Mehmed.
Colonel.
I'm, the...
Extra help.
Extra help. They, needed some after...
I've been on these extra help kind of missions. I can't remember them.
I can't remember a lot of things.
Huh? Extra meat guns.
Oh, you're the meat shield. Okay, I like these.
Yeah, considering I apparently
it's another one of him. It's just a cat.
Just on loan. So,
he shoots him, he beats him.
Do we have to leave now?
Yes.
We can give you 2 minutes.
Oh, good, I'm good. I just need to get my stuff. Because I don't have to check in my pistol.
Okay. You guys load up on the scout ship. It's a fairly small 100-ton ship that is in a massive docking bay that, of course, there are shields. However, this is supposed to be science possible rather than science fiction. So what they actually have are two giant fucking blast doors that keep the place in there. They move everything out. You guys are inside the ship. And then they open it.
I wonder if you could have, like, a series, like, you have one that opens, you find, then depression.
And then, of course, it releases the maglocks, and you guys basically drift outside. The piloting, one of the several pilots gets out to the 100-kilometer bubble that you have to be able to form the your jump drive, and you plot in the next course, which is, Imperial Quadrant, Sector 602, Subsector 303.
So, who wants to place waiters what we'll find?
More life forms.
Ooh, more Volani craziness.
I'm thinking man-eating plants.
Or whatever that nation word.
You say that every Volani. Time.
No, last time I didn't make a wager. Alright, well, I at least got an 8 for playing astrogation.
And honestly, when you fail, it lets you know that you failed, so you just take time to do it again.
What's your astrogation at?
One.
What skills are based off of?
either intelligence or education. Either one's a plus one.
I'm better than you at it.
Or if you guys are super lazy, you push it into the computer and it does it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Persia goes. Beep.
Well, we're
come back in half an hour.
Even I can do that, honestly.
You walk up, push the button, and walk away.
No, you have to punch in the coordinates. So they give you a little USB thing. You push that in the computer.
No, we bicker for half an hour. They push the button, we come back there. Oh, it's done.
Pulled out the character. I did it by hand.
How are you done already?
All right. You guys, the coordinates are input, and the hydrogen bubble forms around the ship. The way that travel works in this is no one could really ever figure out how to move faster than light.
Not in
And there's no communication that's faster than light either. What it does is it forms a little hydrogen pocket that basically reduces your mass to zero, and then moves your mass to zero that way. It's basically taking a point in space and bringing that point in space to you, and then you snap forward in your little pocket dimension.
So we're in a really, really advanced slingshot.
Basically. in your own little pocket dimension.
Yeah. Of boiling hydrogen.
Well, of boiling hydrogen.
Here's the thing, though. Hope we don't mess up.
Yes. Mm. Some terrible things have happened when miscalculations happen. And there was one reported case that happened in the core sector, Sector 001, where a ship apparently had misjumped and shown up, and apparently inside the bubble, all that remained was dust because it had aged 2.6 million years.
Each jump is a week.
But they were only gone for a week.
By the way,
uneasily grabbing my chair.
Here's how it works. You're here. Here's your point of destination. You go like this.
Yeah.
And then you go...
Now, if you're not careful, you destroy the destination. Okay.
So if you miss, then...
Okay. Now, you never really land directly in the sector, because you don't want to do that, because sometimes there's a planet there.
Or
there's a ship. So you usually go out a little while and then pilot in. Which usually also takes about another week.
Or a pirate fleet that's getting ready to rob you.
However, as soon as you guys pop in, who's usually on sensors again? I thought it was you.
It's not me, I don't have sensors.
Yeah. Give me a sensor check at plus two. Intelligence. You're checking all of the equipment, hoping you'll find another really big fish.
Alec is unreal.
I only got a 10.
I got a bigger cage.
Alright. Something comes up on the sensors. It's about one AU that way.
I got a bigger cage.
And in addition, there are radio waves coming out. Radio waves. Repeating two simple letters. KZ. Do you happen to have anything in linguistics?
Door muscle.
You have no idea, but it's going KZ. KZ. KZ.
Hey, noob guy.
Hmm?
You're military, right?
Yes.
Come here.
What's linguistics?
It's linguistics.
Yeah, it's language.
You mean language?
Yes, sorry, language.
Okay.
I see you're going to figure out if I have it or not. What does this mean?
KZ is nothing familiar to you.
I have no idea.
So anyone have rank zero in linguistics?
I have language, one, Balani.
That's fine. You look over at it, you know KZ is basically the Balani SOS or Mayday.
There's a Balani ship in trouble.
That is
awesome! Let's look.
We should go investigate.
Yes!
Wait, you drive, I'm going to get the engine just in case it blows up again. Put on my suit already. Get in there.
Last time our engine got
hosed
by a laser cannon.
It shot through the roof, blew up part of the power plant, and then went out the bottom. Lasers are not friendly to ships.
Yeah, that's why usually people use slug stuff on ships if you fire ships at all.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about my laser pistol doing any damage.
Well,
real damage to the ship.
Okay,
do we want to do the whole depressurized thing just in case?
It's up to you.
We get attacked.
This is entirely a player-driven game, like most of my other games. You guys talk, because you're a team. What's your rank, actually, Alec?
In what?
Which military rank?
I am a Lance Corporal.
Okay. The way this works, you actually report to him because of the way that the Marine ranking system works. He's the one who's technically a military lead. However, she has medical rank. If she finds him unfit, she can pull him out.
Okay.
So if anything medicinal comes along or scientific, she has rank. For all of the other intents and purposes, he's an elite. Now, how much you guys pay attention to that is completely up to you. I'm just saying what the...
Due to the fact that we have a pirate and my entire career...
How do you know that?
You rescued me.
I resent that remark.
You rescued me. I know exactly what you are.
You have a pirate on board?
No.
No one knows that, though. He doesn't even know that. I just found him on space.
He's a freelance.
However, the captain does know, I'm afraid.
Yes, he does.
The actual government knows. I don't know. He's rescued me from space.
No, the government doesn't know. The captain does.
But anyways, because we have a pirate, that's it. For my whole career, I've been alone.
Well, damn.
I don't know how to report very well.
Anyways, what I was saying is like...
But it's fun. Look at all this deflating.
Ryan, shut up.
Ryan, couch.
Okay.
Do you hear what I said?
That's why I told him.
I recommend that we scoot closer, scan it for life, check whatever we can, and then, unless it's absolutely completely derelict, we depressure Brad.
If we're worried about an ambush here, we might want to depressurize the ship and put ourselves in spacesuits. Because that way there's no explosive decompression.
That sounds like a good idea.
And also, if the ship has no pressure on it, then...
You say that while I'm already getting in my head, so I'm like...
Alright, there's a suit over there.
But heavy suits are... did you ever play Half-Life?
Yes.
Imagine that, but not orange, and it covers your entire body.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Mine is orange.
I thought all our heavy suits were orange.
Okay, then it is obligatorily orange, and it comes included with a crowbar.
You grow a goatee.
Everyone grows a goatee, even you.
No, remember when you hit what I did.
No, your fur changes color.
I drew a goatee in my glass helmet.
Have you ever hit the G-man right, with a crowbar?
So... All right. So I put on.
You put it on, and the entire ship is depressurized. All your stuff's kind of sitting there, and in addition, the gravity kind of shuts off. So you guys are going.
What are you talking about? I have mag grapples on my
hands. Okay, so those two. No correction.
Seatbelted in the chair.
No correction. This is what you guys hear when they move.
Nothing.
Because there's no atmosphere
in space. No one can hear you. Ka-thunk. I turn on my mic.
Action. You can still hear vibrations to the ship, though.
Yes, you can still feel the vibration.
I should say, yeah.
So, this is what you hear.
No.
No.
Except there's too much sound there, Stephen.
Anyways, moving on.
Anyway, you guys pilot within a few... Within a less... Not an AU. What an AU is it's a measure that was created by the Terra system, the Sol system. It's the measure from the Sun to Earth. It's a little self-centered, but you know what?
What it is 8 minutes of light's travel.
Pretty much.
So, wow. as you guys get closer, you can see that the ship is still active and powered by eventually going through the system.
Do we
check.
Have, like, lag sensors on the ship?
You don't have something that fine.
Okay.
Now...
We can tell there's activity on board.
You can tell that there is... That the it is powered up.
Okay.
And that the atmosphere is still working, the power plant, everything is still activated. It's just kind of sitting there, derelict. Just so you guys know, this is a fat trader, basically a big kind of square.
It's oblong.
It's a big square that is used for trading. Usually, I wouldn't say short range, but it's definitely not a long range ship. It has, like, jump one.
So,
Rex is these people.
Does the ship send any other messages whatsoever?
No, it's basically just reporting KZ.
I'll attempt to hail the ship.
I was saying we could attempt to communicate.
Now that you guys are getting a slightly better look, hold on.
I'll be sitting in the gun just in case.
You're sitting in the dirt. Okay. Nothing responds.
Do we see any sort of outside damage on the ship?
You don't see, as you kind of circle around, because the scout ship's fairly mobile, you don't really see any damage, but you do see that the basically windows, or the front cockpit of the ship, is exposed to space. But there's no...
Shutters didn't close?
Huh?
Did I assume the emergency shutters that should close.
It looks like those either were never closed, or they were opened.
Alright, can we pull alongside the ship and...
Yeah, you guys pull alongside the ship and you can easily dock your ship and go... It gets close enough where you guys basically just push each other out. Give me a zero G check at plus four.
Minus three if you don't have the skill?
Yes.
Can I have 2d6?
I got four!
Benny times, Steven? No, because I have mag grapples. I even have a thruster pack on my thing.
Oh, then you don't need to roll.
Oh.
Can I borrow 2d6, Steven?
At a plus four?
Yeah.
I got 11.
Okay, you're more than fine.
So
the only people who might actually be slightly worried are the cats.
Is this dexterity based?
Yes.
Okay, so plus two.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got 13 then. seven.
You're fine.
We're aiming for a six.
Eight.
Or
eight?
Eight.
Yeah, plus four.
That was minus three. I don't have the skill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have the skill either.
Okay.
So I'm going to...
So, yeah, basically, Steven kind of putts around and grabs people and pulls them back to the ship. So long as someone has thruster packs, it's not a problem.
I'm already... I just go...
Talon, I go...
The two people used to space...
Actually, I'm not used to space, ironically.
But, yes,
I
you
have
are.
No zero-G training.
But you do have pilot.
That's true.
I was a ground assault marine.
They kick you out of a spaceship and then take that planet.
I don't have pilot.
Okay, you've got turret.
You just know how to use big guns.
I was shoved in the turret.
Okay. You guys go into the little pressurization area and it kind of goes
you must have
and it pressurizes.
Sealed off.
Guns out.
Yeah. Make it out.
We'll sit here for 10 minutes after we get shot, right?
We don't need that yet. I hope.
Well, if there's any survivors, they might.
No. Here's what you do. You watch them go...
let me heal you while you're standing in some goo.
Alright. Now, just to do a quick mini-map.
Instead of using like a
goo. You're going to do a mini-map? Play mini-map?
You're going to draw it out first?
Alright. So, the cargo bay... opens up... a bit like this, and then back here is towards engineering, up here is towards crew quarters, avionics, and everything else, basically.
Is the gravity still functioning on the
gravity ship? Is indeed still functioning.
Shit.
You just turn off your mag locks.
No, I take penalties with my TV suit.
Yes. When you guys get in here, gravity hits you again.
Wait, how much, does anyone remember how much a tech level 12 HEV suit weighs?
No, but I can probably look it up
for you. I don't know if it's in that.
I don't think you have penalties.
You don't. You are well with it.
It's weight-based, and you've got a freaking 11 strength.
Yeah. It's weight plus... It's your strength plus endurance in kilograms.
18 kilograms.
So,
okay. So this
22
suit...
22 kilograms.
No, the tech level 12 is 18 kilograms?
Yep.
Shit. Well, that's also with mag grapples and thruster.
Minus the thruster is 5.
Oh, so I have 13 pounds is the total?
13 kilograms.
Okay, and then does anyone remember how much an ACR weighs?
ACR weighs like 5.
So you're up to 18.
If I'm at my weight, am I encumbered or not?
Okay. Are you carrying any ammo?
I'm probably carrying a few spare clips.
Then you are encumbered.
Takes minus one,
basically.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
All right, in the giant...
And I'm probably also carrying my...
In the cargo hold, it's fairly open... However, there are two crates in here, and you guys kind of came in the airlock over here.
Nobody in here, I assume?
Not that you can really see. Of course, you are now at this angle. If you guys want to move around, just let me know.
I'll go ahead and move around.
Okay.
Since someone else is moving.
Heading towards the crates or one of the doors?
Well, I'm going to wait until people start moving, but I'll move into the room, and then when they start moving, I'll look over the crates.
Okay.
I'm going to head towards the crates as well.
Alright, so here's a crate of about that size, and a smaller crate of about that size. Just to give you guys some size comparison.
There's people in that crate.
And lying in front of the two crates, basically right in here, you can see a single corpse. Adult male with several chunks of meat gone.
Medic.
You can see that he's got...
You want to be healed?
You can see that he's holding a snub pistol in his hand with 5 spent casings around him. In addition, the smaller cage, this one...
It's popped open, I assume.
It's popped open about yay.
Marine.
And you can see that it's burst open. Like one of the corners is ripped out.
Medic and Marine.
Wait, isn't it normally the Marine calling for the medic?
Look.
I have a pistol.
That crate, something bust out of it. That guy got clawed up and ate on.
Alright.
Suffice to say, something from that crate.
Alright, Kitty.
Yeah.
As you're looking over the corpse, you can see late 20s, human, reddish hair. Can't really tell what color the eyes are anymore because they're missing. You can see that he's been heavily clawed up and eaten. Although you can determine he's been roughly dead for about a week.
Can't tell what type of creature. Well,
after.
Give me a knowledge biology.
Be hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be at a minus two.
I have that.
Yes, you do. That is one of the ones you took.
Yeah, I can't.
Honestly, if you have a lab, you'd be able to take some tests. Yep. Right now, it's kind of the some slashy.
some with claws and teeth.
Could it be a lion?
Is it in there still? Maybe it's hanging out.
Ooh, Andre.
Sure, okay.
Oh. If I had two pistols, that would totally be me right now.
Yeah. Why don't one of you two look?
In the crate?
Yeah.
Which crate?
That.
This one?
The big one. Or the small one. The small one's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It bust out, but it might have crawled.
Alright, give me... You kind of lower your ACR and turn a little flashlight on it.
Because they always have flashlights.
It's a useful upgrade.
Yeah.
And go ahead and give me a recon check.
Okay, recon is plus intelligence?
Yes.
Plus three. Double sixes.
Alright.
So, 15.
Nice. You don't see it.
Alright. You, looking around, you can see that obviously some sort of big creature resided in here. And you can see that there's basically scattered thatch, hay, something like that. And you can see that the entire area is covered with scat.
Scat, scat, scat.
Scat man.
However, since you got a 12, you can tell that there were six smaller creatures and one much larger creature in here.
We got six zerglings and a hydralisk.
A what?
Fucking zerg, man.
I'm confused. The ultralisk.
Okay, you just tell me about these creatures. What do you know about them?
The zerglings burrow, the hydralisk spits acid.
Actually,
yeah, she's spines.
And they both burrow, actually.
How do you know about these? Actually, why are they what?
Spines.
Oh, okay.
And they both burrow.
Yeah. I just got the information.
What's in the big grate?
Obviously, do you get curious and open it up?
No,
more?
No. Self-preservation is overriding my curiosity.
It was...
You're not a no.
Until you opened it, it was sealed. But once you open it, it kind of goes... Psh! You can hear that it, too, also pressurizes in atmospheres. You can see in here there are several large-ish bundles of stuff. It looks like one of them is pharmaceutical goods, some... looks like agricultural good, maybe hydroponic'd. And a few textiles. Maybe no more than a ton.
Okay. Something to loot afterwards.
Yes.
Let's seal it up.
In addition, it left on top of one of the crates because they were doing such a thorough job. They left a PDA.
Hey.
So I'm the only one that can read Valani. Assuming it's in Valani.
It is indeed in Valani.
Unless, do you have Valani?
No.
Okay.
It is written by Ania Faustin, ship's first mate. And it details cargo moving in and out and showing what each cargo is over, you know, the course of a couple
years. It's a cargo manifest.
It's a cargo manifest.
Okay. I suppose I'll try... Are there any numbers on the crate that had the creatures in it?
In the large crate, it has detailed 1 ton worth of pharmaceutical goods, 1 ton of frozen seeds, and 3 tons of frozen goods of foodstuffs.
Are the textiles not included?
No, I apparently made that up.
Okay.
And the smaller crate, you'll notice that it has seven genetically altered chickens. Six hens, one rooster.
They're chickens!
What?
Are you calling these men cowards?
No! The creatures in that tiny crate. Genetically altered chickens.
How genetically altered?
apparently a lot. By the way, the big one was a rooster.
Oh.
Last time I checked, chickens don't eat human flesh.
Are you certain they're not just chickens?
The cargo manifest refers to them as chickens.
So they're chickens.
They once were a chicken.
They may have been chickens at one point. Is that better?
Maybe the Zerg infested them.
Great, infested chickens.
They're infested chickens.
Oh, no, wait, we're dealing with the chickens from Zelda.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
Everywhere.
Quick, new load zone. New load zone.
We should probably go find the rest of the
crew
chickens and crew. If there's anyone left.
Oh, I'd say we search the ship, and if we're lucky enough not to encounter the chickens, move away and blow the crap out of it. But I assume our doctor wants samples.
Can we catch that rooster?
Hey, we've not stunned me.
I'm sorry. If we can get it down without it killing any of us, we'll put it on board, heavily sedated. I make no promises, though.
We have a giant...
That's fine.
Crates that are made out of steel.
As long as I get samples.
We'll put it in a crate, inside of a crate, sedated.
Remember, the chicken broke out of its crate last time.
Yeah.
And they're up in the cargo hold, and steal the cargo hold.
How sturdy is the crate it was in?
This, you're looking at 6 inches of titanium.
All right,
we're not taking the chicken
back. We don't take it to the hole.
We're shoving the chicken out an airlock.
Under. Another non-sci-fi mini.
Because remember, if Cowboy Bebop has taught us anything, opening the airlock solves everything.
So that was just to give a representation.
And you know, this very well could not have been a random attack. He could have been defending his hens. He could have been, you know, as long as we get these seeds and feed him.
Do you see the claw marks on the cage?
No eyes.
Coming from the inside out.
Okay, we'll keep an open mind. I make no promises.
He could be just very defensive about his hens. We feed them, they can become our pets. And then I can make samples.
Open mind.
What kind of doctor are you?
A doctor.
Okay! Can anyone follow these suckers? Ooh, you have your bleeper.
They are not within 6 meters.
No, but that would
come in handy. Beep, 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 beep. No.
Oh, God, aliens!
Look at him, bad guy!
The chickens bleed acid.
I start firing wildly. Unfortunately, my gun jams.
No!
I have a smart gun, right?
Gun jams, and then...
Speaking of which, I want to have an alien marathon.
Since I've never actually seen the movies.
I've also never seen the Terminator movies.
First two are fine. Third one, don't bother with the fourth one.
Yeah.
Third one, if you go in with an open mind, kind of expecting it to just be kind of a, let's try and kick some little bit of money out of the genre, that's fine. Number four, just...
No.
Yeah, no.
Stay away.
Off topic question, really. You said Dark Corners of the Earth was a good game, right?
I love Dark Horse of the Earth. Once they gave me a gun, though, all scariness went out the window. Because I'm a first-person shooter player. Literally, I killed 3 people with 1 rifle bullet. I'm not kidding.
Because it's only $10 on Steam, so
I would fully encourage it. The first hour or so, you will actually probably... I was scared. So I had to turn on the light and wait till Jessica got home.
So it will terrify me, probably.
It did suspense... wonderfully. Once you get a gun, though, I'm like, okay, I have a gun. Bang! Oh, damn, they're normal people. Bang! Ah! Fun!
Or in my case, bang! I didn't want to shoot that way. Stab, stab.
And I like... I know it's purely cosmetic, but when you get damaged, there's a difference between cut and broken. You need band-aids to heal cuts and splints to heal broken. So it hurts when you get hurt, because you may not actually have what you need.
Unlike in Fallout 3. Damn, my leg is broken.
Or, damn, I just got filled full of bullets. Water, 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 water. Oh, I feel better. Anyway, back on topic.
So, everyone keep your ears open, your eyes open, your nose to the floor.
I need to talk to the ship's tech about integrating this with my suit.
And he can get his nose to the floor.
Oh, okay. Okay, so,
he's short enough.
Where's the doors?
As I said, this heads back to engineering, which is the warmest part on the ship. Mm-hmm. It's probably about 60 degrees in here for you guys, for those who have their helmets off.
I have my thermometer.
And over there is leading towards the bedrooms, common rooms, everything else.
I'm probably up to the bridge.
Let's try to find any evidence. Are there any scratches on any of these doors?
Your recon.
People with that skill. What's
your... 8.
Nothing.
Not really.
There are no scratches on either of the doors.
Mm-hmm. There are any vents leading out of the room?
There are, but nothing. We're talking real vents.
Okay.
Let's think about this. If my ship is being attacked by giant man-eating chickens, what would I do?
You would lock them in the engineering so you can fry them up for dinner?
No, I'd probably go in engineering. And lock the door so they'd stay outside. Let's go to engineering. Okay. One way or another, there'll be somebody there.
Be a chicken or human?
Yeah.
Or Valani in this case?
Are Valani human?
Yes, they're human. They're just another empire.
Consider their dirty blood human?
It's all a personal preference, I think.
Stupid Valani. Anyway! So we open the door going to engineering.
Psh! Okay. Engineering is actually fairly large on this bad boy.
Yeah. You know what kind of engine it takes to power one of those suckers?
No. Okay. And this is one of the areas I'll actually need to draw out.
So you're using the mini-map as part of the map.
Apparently.
Power supply and engine.
And jump drive.
Jump drives are smaller.
I've drawn them the same for simplicity's sake.
Power supply is supposed to be, like, big, then engine about two-thirds to three-quarters the size, apparently, and then jump drives are, like, itty-bitty.
Well, that's Imperial design. Valani may have done it differently.
I understand. I'm just telling you from looking at all the maps.
Because you also have to understand, each group has their own style.
I like how you're
going bigger. We went to engineering.
Okay.
It's warmer in engineering than anywhere else, so we figure either one, the chickens are down there doing a slow roast, or two, the humans lock themselves down there for safety.
Okay.
Kind of hoping for the slow roast, so I'm up for some KFC.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this would be VFC.
True.
Valani fried chicken.
Right.
It is, what, 60 degrees Celsius?
Over here, actually, no, it's probably closer to about, I'd say probably like 25. Okay. 30. So it's warmer in here, and out there it's like 15 degrees Celsius.
He was giving the degrees in Fahrenheit since that's what we're
Oh, was he?
To.
Yes.
I think sci-fi.
I understand.
Everything in this is meters, so.
60 yeah, degrees Celsius.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be like really fried.
I sit there in my half suit going, my half suit's frying.
Okay. Just because this is probably usual protocol. Marines up front.
Marine and Army.
Doctor directly behind them.
I need a medic.
I need a medic.
I need a medic.
Okay. Then, and the burger back here.
And so if there's a tentacle monster.
He's menstruating.
Yes.
So if there's a tentacle monster in the back, you'll beat him.
Yeah, I got big armors.
What's your big rating?
9.
Darn. You're better protected than I am.
Mine's an 8, but I also have 10 versus laser. 8. For some reason, I don't think these chickens are going to be using lasers.
Okay.
eggs. Chicken eggs.
That's about their size.
Did anyone have breakfast this morning?
What sort of marine doesn't have breakfast?
Eat your Wheaties, motherfucker.
I'm making sure. I'm making sure you guys are well fed.
Just gotta have your Wheaties.
I don't know if I'd want to eat these eggs.
But demonic chicken eggs.
I can take one to study and maybe take another one home. My children will know.
Okay. So,
you're a horrible parent.
The entire area, this area back here is actually bathed in red light. This area looks like it has gone on to low power.
Okay.
Red light zone.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the red light district. Watch out for hookers.
Alright, go ahead and spread out.
There's a lot of cock around here.
I'd rather not spread out.
I'm gonna go.
Well, you do the safety protocol. Jump in, have one person jump to each side, scanning.
So you wanna go here?
Sure.
Okay, right. Since you two are scanning, give me recon checks.
9. Do I take the minus one from being overcovered
very well?
Recon?
Yeah, no.
Okay, 10 then.
Yeah, 4.
Right! This is so exciting.
Your first actual mission away from your cousin.
Oh god, bullets, where are the bullets coming from?
Okay. There's the bad guy! Bring him over again.
Shit!
Go melee with a giant demonic chicken. Wrestle it to the floor.
Since you guys are actually actively looking, nestled in the warm drive, you can see the chickens.
Oh, God.
I told you the chickens were
here. That's about how big they are.
Do you see a little disc on the floor?
Yes. It's right in front of me.
Yes.
All right, I claim this Benny in the name of Alec.
No.
It has Alec's put on it. Are you sure you want it?
Give me one of yours.
All right, so you pop in kind of... You're like... You're looking down. You're looking up.
Oh.
Speaking chickens, they're tiny. He's like monsters.
I've watched
chickens.
Too many horror movies. You enter an empty room, you always look up.
We were on Aliens earlier.
Well, no, those are like on the side walls because when you look up, they jump to the side and then they're in your face.
Or you're like,
Or okay. Just alienators.
Yes. That means the rooster and the other two chickens are probably in the living quarters.
Yeah, have they noticed us yet?
Yes, he was talking. Ah. They go...
I told you the chickens were here.
Alright, 2d6 plus your dexterity modifier. No, wait, that's not how initiative's done.
I thought it was 1d6 plus your...
Yeah, it's 1d6.
Plus your dex.
And then he can do the...
I got a 3.
I got a 4.
Minus 1.
So I got a 3.
And these are going to be the initiatives that we're going to use for anything else that happens in here. Okay, what'd you get?
4.
Alec?
6.
Steven?
4.
4.
4.
Tyler?
I got 3.
Brandon.
Alec is apparently paranoid.
I'm gonna put R for rooster. He's not here right now, but for the inevitable.
Alright, so we're fighting the cocks and the rooster.
Cock is a rooster.
Yes, I know.
Okay. So these are all really just gay chickens, but they still lay eggs because they're genetically altered.
The chickens go on 0.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and roll for the rooster now. So one day he will go on a 6.
Ooh.
So where do we find him? Shoot him first.
So, Alec, you go. The other two chickens are here. And you can hear the loud kind of clucking, clattering noise.
Do they look hostile?
And you can hear the... Oh, you're near the nest.
You can always go back.
Animals aren't that intelligent. Well, they can be, but... I really doubt these are. In fact, I think they thirst for human flesh.
Lots
so you
door.
Two are safe.
Alright, well, I guess I'll take a shot at the chicken on the left. My left.
Now, he will have 2 points of cover from you.
So that means I'm in another one minus 3?
Yes.
Plus the, whatever your modifiers are.
So... I get what I roll.
Sure.
Because I've got a minus 1 from my armor.
Seven.
Pew! Bounces off the power plant.
I like how they say it's one above what you're most likely to roll.
Yeah. That's the point. Because you actually have to have some level of skill. How dare you? Alright, Brewster thinks about doing something later. Steven and Jessica.
Guns have... Shots have been fired.
Oops.
Shot.
Ah! I assume they have 2 points to cover. I'm shooting the guy straight ahead of me.
Now I actually pull out my gun.
No.
Oh, was that you kidding?
I got a total of a 10.
10? You'll hit with an effective...
Jessica, that would be trying to... Rip
the, did you take the minus? Yeah.
So
I can't help you.
Sorry, my headphones suck.
15.
15?
What you doing?
So he goes, ah, gee, huh?
Cover, slow, sneaky key.
Looks tasty.
That's what I need to do. Zero.
Tyler and Brandon.
Aiming at one, you take a minus one to your roll. Yeah, but their cover is three.
Yeah, basically, look at that number. Plus one, minus two. So you're at minus one.
Alright, I'll shoot at that one, I guess.
Okay. Seven. You hit the same area he did.
Yes.
Tyler.
I'll just go ahead and shimmy up there and shoot one.
I'm like...
See, just like that model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you don't shoot from the front, because you have a pistol, don't you?
It's minus three, right?
Minus two.
I like that minus two because we're encumbered.
Right. Snub pistol is a four. So plus got two, eight. Got an eight.
And you hit.
I'm sure that's right. Yep, because of the dot and whatnot. Alright, 3-6 minus three.
Cat, what you do is you have the gun behind your back, you just lean and shoot.
12.
These chickens aren't very tough.
They're chickens. Yes. Thirst for human flesh.
They have the same hit points as regular chickens,
oh,
just
God.
Bigger.
Is that you?
Yeah.
You might soon learn why he was only on loan.
Hey, when,
you are the closest one to their nest, though.
One hit with an effective two. Okay. And their claws do 3d6 plus two.
Oh, wow.
Two because they hit two over the AC.
Yep. Ooh. All right, so there is a total of 16.
What's your...
Oh!
What's the HEV?
Your HEV? Were you wearing your HEV or your cloth?
If not, if he wasn't wearing HEV...
And that's true. The HEV, I think, is a total of eight.
Eight if he's got a high... But if you aren't trained in it, you'll have a minus three to everything you do.
I would say you probably got into your cloth armor once this started, because otherwise you would have massive penalties to shoot. Okay. And for you... All the penalties suck.
Unless you
There's no soaking in this game. So you have 16 minus armor rating of 5 is 11.
Minus your endurance?
11 goes to endurance first, which drops you to 0.
Don't work that.
Yeah. Basically, your endurance goes to 0. You are injured. But you are not seriously injured just yet. The way damage works is you take the damage and apply it to a single stat. At a time.
Stack, not minimal.
Yeah. You always start with endurance, though.
Okay.
Once you lose two stats, you're unconscious. Once you lose three stats, you're dead.
Basically, I'm at zero.
You're effectively zero right now. As the giant claws rip through your cloth armor.
By the way, your endurance is effectively zero for HP purposes only. You still get to use your full endurance for any checks called for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Top of the round, Alec.
Okay, are there penalties for firing into melee?
Two.
But they've lost...
But you will never hit your compatriot.
Here's the other question. What's my unarmed damage?
D6 minus 3, I think?
I think so.
That sounds about right. Unarmed, D6.
Plus my strength, so
yeah.
D6.
Plus the effect.
Honestly, I'll probably just try and shoot.
Okay.
Because, well, honestly...
You turn and go...
No.
Ping! Bounces off the wall.
It's this armor is so stiff.
Jessica and Steven.
Sitting in the tree.
You go ahead and go first.
The I have 3-5 at a diagonal behind Tyler.
You shift.
And then I shoot the chicken. I got 11.
You have.
Does the X-Tot and the intelligence program stack?
Yes.
For bonuses?
He eats it.
Thank God.
I will not.
You take the minus 2 under top of our
melee. He'll conserve your ammo.
Oh, okay.
Tyler and Brandon.
Plus 4.
How much does my claws do?
Yours, D6, I think, plus 1.
Alright, I'm going to turn and try to bash the thing.
Okay.
What's it based off of?
6 plus your unarmed.
So
1.
Plus strength.
Plus your strength of 3. So that's,
I think,
10. Yep. No, that's 11. So you'll hit with an effect of 3. So roll D6 plus 4. 6. Shred.
And then it gets a bullet in the face.
And then it gets a bullet just to make sure.
Double tap.
That's right.
All right.
Let's survive the zombie land.
I'd say somebody with bullets goes and shoots each and every one of these eggs.
No. Gonna keep on grabbing.
Why don't we collect them?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have a herd of more chickens in my ship.
Do we have any sort of refrigeration unit on the ship?
Yes.
Why would you want to refrigerate them? They're incubated.
To prevent them from hatching.
To kill them. Okay.
Once they have got to this point, there's no delaying. The only option is either to let it die or...
Can she do anything to patch me up, or am I just...
Yes, she can make a magic check.
It'll take 15 minutes, so we'll just have to hold up in here for a little while.
What we do is the rest of us collect the eggs and move them to the ship while she heals you.
Right. I will leave them here for now.
Okay.
Give me a paper towel.
Unless we have a secure place we can, like, lock them on the ship.
True. Well... I'm sure we can seal the cargo area.
Do I take his minuses also?
No. That's
okay. You're fine.
How much did you heal?
Yeah, what was your medic check?
Let's see, that's 5. I think a 9.
9? So you heal 2 endurance.
Getting hurt in this game
sucks. Banged up more. Okay. Do you want to bend that try to get more?
Yeah.
Roll higher, Justin.
Now that you've said that.
First night.
I roll lower.
You do the same thing. You have 2 endurance.
Yes.
Honestly, it's better than having no endurance.
We don't really have a place on the ship for these eggs, do we?
You can store them wherever the fuck you want, dude.
A secure place, I mean.
Oh. Could always seal off the cargo bay.
I don't think they're using the cargo bay.
6 inches of titanium.
You realize cargo bay is more than that.
No.
It's 6 inches of tinfoil.
That's what it felt like when we got shot the other day.
Well, let me check and see how far along they are so we have to even worry about it.
Do your little biological thing.
Yeah.
My, you know, heavily rated combat armor also feels like tinfoil. Especially since I'm wearing cloth armor! It's cloth! It's got a 5 protection! My combat
Close
armor has
is
a 6!
It's 11 at 12, depending on its education and intelligence.
Both are easily able to identify that these are actually fairly well along. They will probably hatch within about a period of 3 or 4 days.
Okay, we have 3 to 4 days.
Just sitting here, if we survive, we'll come back for them.
Also, they'll be hatched before we get back.
Yeah.
It's not going to take 3 days to scout the ship out.
No, it's not. It'll take us a week to get back.
Yeah, well, depending if there's nothing else out here, we can steal off the cargo bay.
Anyways.
Okay. There's the side room over here. Other than that, you guys have to head towards the main room.
Let's check the side room real quick.
Yeah, why don't you decide what to do with them? You're the biological expert person.
I'm here to give the ship home whenever I get shot.
Yes, they're too far along to have a proper breakfast, so that's out of the
Oh, my giant scrambled eggs.
Yes.
You could have a giant scrambled chicken slash egg.
I remember watching on the Food Network, there's actually a place that has ostrich eggs omelets.
What's the place to do, actually?
And they filled it pretty good, too.
Very impressive. There's a few ostrich farms around here.
You were never very good at that.
How symmetrical, Andre? Not very.
Oh, God.
There.
There, it's fixed.
How symmetrical. What is this?
Oh, by the way, did you guys want to look at the dead engineer?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I forgot he was there.
Sorry,
yeah,
we were
kind of getting my insides clawed out.
All right. Older male. Like late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He's very dead, very eaten. And he's slightly and he's very obese.
Mm-hmm. Was very obese.
And of course, heavily fed. Okay. Alright.
So far, they've managed to survive a week on bodies.
Can you hand me that wolf? Thank you.
It's the rooster.
No, it's the Lord Barger.
Yes, quite so.
How odd. Each and every one of these nests has three eggs.
Yeah. Like one every other day.
It's just peculiar that each and every one has exactly three.
What can I say? They're more fertile. Just a little. It's almost as though they were engineered that way. Okay, could you hand me your minis?
I'm curious who this dude is. If he's hiding, or...
Okay.
Go, go, ground troops. Get punched in the face, so I don't have to go to the hospital again.
Alright, as you open up this area, you obviously walk into the low cryo berths. Several of the giant containment units where you freeze yourself for long voyages are active. One is... Only one, however, is occupied, containing a male in his mid-40s with dyed black hair and blue eyes. However, directly in front of that, you can see a rooster of monstrous proportions. You can see that...
How did we see the guy beyond the rooster?
Because he's tall and the rooster's legs are like this big.
Because the camera panned around.
So we said, look over.
You can see that it is, of course, huge. And it looks at you with a dangerous level of intelligence. It clucks. And, of course, the two mated chickens right next to it also cluck, furious that you have invaded their area.
I like your dad.
Pull guns.
Awesome. It should be a good time for full auto.
All right, Alec goes first, and then Rooster. I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they go simultaneously. So if he kills the rooster, he still gets his turn.
Alec.
Or if it kills Alec, please. Then...
Okay, Alec still gets his turn.
What do you need?
Two more D6. Or four more D6, actually.
Here.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. See, my auto...
Oh, he stepped on your toe. I thought Alec ran over your toe.
No. Pablo licked my toe.
That's worse. You auto 6?
No, so? It's a different code.
Is it an ACR?
Yep, ACR auto fire 6.
Yeah, it's auto fire 6.
Oh, more power to you. Get all sixes.
That's the same gun I got.
So I got you that color.
Aiming for an 8, correct?
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just let you know, double ones do bad things.
So don't put those together.
Don't put the
you
ones
should.
Together.
It'd be funny.
Okay, mine is the least... does anything besides the guy hiding behind a rooster have any cover?
That guy's in chromatose. No.
These
fine.
Two. Their back halves are guarded by the cryo.
What's their cover for me? One... So I need essentially
dude,
a 7.
Dude, just hose the rooster.
No, you don't get to add your skill to full auto.
You get to add your skill to a maximum of 1. And intelligence programs don't help you. Nor do X dots.
And then be encumbered.
Because you see the line go this way. So not helpful.
I'm aiming for 8, so... Do double 6s do anything on damage?
Just a ton of damage.
Just a lot of damage.
Did you
get 2 6s?
Yeah, I got 2 6s.
I
Well, here's the thing.
You're gonna get one hit.
No, I can get two hits, actually.
How? A 7 will hit.
And then he adds his skill to that one shot.
Mm-hmm. Minus 1 because you're encumbered.
I have a plus 3 to hit with my...
You can only add plus 1.
You can only have one rank. You can still have your max dex. It's only one rank.
Oh, you're scared. Although it will miss, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's minus 1.
You only get to have a maximum of rank 1. Because you can only have so much skill.
Do you take the encumber penalties to all of them, or just the one you're adding it to?
All of them.
Okay, so minus is to all of them, but no bonus.
Here's the thing. Okay, so I get my dex and plus 1 for my skill, right?
Yeah, to all of them.
So plus 2 minus 1 is plus 1 net. So the 7 wouldn't be hit.
Yeah, the 8 will.
Why not?
7. Minus 1, like you said.
8.
8.
This is a net of a 9. This is a net of an 8.
But if he's shooting at the
dex
rooster.
Dex plus 1, skill plus 1,
Andre
minus 1.
But Andre just said that
the chicken
takes the minus to all of them. 8 minus 1 is 7, which misses.
Plus 1.
1.
Okay, and then the other one's a 7, then, and misses.
Tyler. He has minus 1
for coverage. I think I understand why he's... I get to add my maximum... No, I don't get to add my dex to one hit. I get to add maximum of one skill to each of the two dice.
Each pairing you make, you take each minuses and each bonus individually for each pairing.
Okay, that's not what was said first, but that's okay.
Correct?
Am I correct in this?
Okay. Yes.
This was a 1
5.
And a net of a 5, so that's just a horrible miss.
Total of 6.
But you didn't explode.
You're right.
Yeah. Correct.
So 2 hits.
Okay.
1 with the net 1.
Are these both to Papa Chicken?
Why not? I'd miss the otherwise with chickens.
You mean the rooster?
Yeah.
Papa chicken, rooster, whatever. It's all the same. Wow.
5.
5 points of damage.
He'll take that.
Do you not have any bonuses for your sphere? This is just straight 3d6.
3d6.
Usually guns have minuses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 3d6 minus 3.
But yeah. 8. Wow.
7.
8.
8.
8.
8.
He'll take that.
You know
he looks mildly annoyed.
That's better. 12, 13.
Well, I'm not quite dead yet.
Give me any of that first roll.
Okay. He will go ahead and come up and attempt to shred you. He won't have any penalties. Like, you have no penalties because you guys are acting simultaneously.
Burn those bennies, Alec.
Yeah, keep burning them. Burn them. Burn, 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 burn.
I got a hit, but it wasn't a terribly good hit. Alright, I'll take it.
Burn those bennies!
I like you, Alec.
Andre is the rooster's gonna be dead before he can go again, so he wants to do damage.
Yeah.
18.
Minus 8. I take 10. My endurance is currently a 0.
Shred.
Ow!
And of course now he barely looks in one piece.
Now that he's...
Jessica Steven.
Because he's so much bigger than Alec, do we still take the minus 2 for shooting in the melee?
Yes.
Lame.
Jessica is basically going to go on hold. Tyler Brandon.
Apparently you cannot.
he'll probably just barely hit, because he's got a lot of bonuses.
I will miss by 1, I believe, because 4 plus 3 is only a...
7.
Minus 2 for shooting in a melee.
No. That was already taken into account.
You're plus 5?
Yes.
Because he's got a very nice gun.
I have a gun of 1, a dex of 2, an X dot, and an intelligence program. However,
yeah, I tried talking to Andre about intelligence, but you haven't actually approved it.
It's minus, so plus 3, 7, 10, plus 2 to the roll, right?
Yeah.
Plus 1, dice, 10, 14.
Okay, Brandon.
Here you go.
Alright,
I'm
gonna shoot at the one on the left.
Okay.
Is this still my ice cream?
No, my ice cream.
Oh.
8
plus 1 is 9, you will indeed hit with an effective 1. So 3d6 plus 1.
There you go.
Hooray, I finally killed something.
Remember your meat shield.
Who's red? You're red?
I'm red.
Okay.
Yep. Poor Alec.
Nearest person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
9 plus 1 is 10.
That's plus 2.
Of course, the chicken hits really easily. But the rooster had to... Okay, whatever. 3d6 plus 1.
It's hard to get in there.
12.
Minus 8, 4,
You unconscious?
No. He's got armor.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I guess my dex is now sick.
There's actually blood now. Because you are now seriously injured.
Well, I say I go away for 5 minutes and there's one chicken left.
Yeah.
You've been holding.
And he still got bloody.
You're holding.
He's now very bloody. The rooster and the chicken fucked him up.
Kind of.
You're seriously injured now.
Kind of.
Not as bad as he's been.
Last session.
I have 2 fingers left!
Arms over there, and...
Well, he was literally, like, I think dead, weren't you?
Essentially.
He was on death's door.
Mm-hmm. Basically, he was in his third step thing.
Okay.
And he was so injured.
You don't want to step up and just claw it?
Maybe.
You should.
Just, like, grab it and go...
Come on, I
I don't have melee, though.
You have rank zero in it. And you have plus 2.
Naturally, yes.
See, you have a net of a plus 2. Some people have to work for that.
I have a plus 1, and I'm trained in unarmed. No, wait, I can use my dex in unarmed, can't I? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a plus 2. And I'm trained.
Mm-hmm.
You're a doctor. Mm-hmm.
Rip the chicken apart?
Sure. All right. Let's see if I hit it.
9. D6 plus...
3.
Actually, I think it's the same as a dagger, isn't it?
Wait. Isn't her claw D6 plus 1?
Yeah.
And she...
Plus right. Strength.
Strength 2. And then 1 over, so 4.
Okay.
Go for it.
D6 plus 4.
8.
The chicken!
The chickens are... chickens were obviously not, you know, built to be the next...
Like I said, they have the same hit points as a regular-sized chicken, they just grew a bit bigger.
That's right, they actually had a height of 1. That's right, they have the equivalent of leather armor.
What are you doing in here?
Well, congratulations, you guys survived the chickens.
Alright, let's go ahead.
Now for the rest of the ship.
Is it education or intelligence?
It's education. Wait, both of them are plus 1 for you.
Oh, they were?
Yes, they were.
I thought it was. Okay. Alright, well, that's a 13.
13 on
heal.
Alec?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so minus 8. Is 5, effect of 2, so 10. Distribute it as evenly as you can.
My dex is back to a 10, and I have 6 endurance.
Okay, she fixed you up good.
Sorry, I fix him up all the time.
He's getting used to all me.
Right. But, alright, this part's plastic. This part.
This part just needs super glue.
Alright. You see, that's another thing. I expect plastic, but there isn't plastic. Like, wait, no.
You get a little freaked out when she pulls out the super glue and begins moving towards her arm.
Alright. Looking in here, as I said, you can see a man, human, in his mid-40s, dyed black hair. In, of course, Navy outfit.
Well, anyone with rings and computers... To let him out, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Give me a medic check.
11.
He is medically fine. However, I would also like Steven to give me a mechanic check.
Very good. I got at least an 8.
Okay. Looking at the cryo berth itself, this one has been heavily damaged.
Haven't all of them?
Yes, because of the rooster and the chickens, of course, just being rough on things. Looking at this, this is... And you can't fix this. And it is heavily damaged to the point where if you bring him out of cryobirth or move the cryobirth in general, he's going to die.
And there's nothing to try to jury-rig it up?
Nothing. You would actually need to go back to your ship... And get, like, you know, a lot of your spare parts. And then you've got a 50-50 that he doesn't die while you're working on it. Because you have a choice working on it while it's on or working on it while it's off.
Well, do we
want to
try?
He's going to die, I mean.
The Empire's not going to throw money at this and soon we don't know who he is.
You know, worst case scenario is he dies. Right?
Well, like I said, if there's like a, is there any like data information on the door?
No.
Just so, yeah. See if he jumped in here last minute to escape the rooster, or if he's been in here.
That's kind of close to what it looks like. Mm-hmm. The fact that he jumped in here, and then was kind of followed. Because you know, usually when you're in Cryobarth, you kind of do it. Like, he was doing more like this.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm here to eat Alex dice.
Those are my dice.
You're like all right.
Alex's character will not be played by the corgi.
Okay.
Alex will be played by Apollo.
Yo, honestly,
speak.
I can
speak. Speak.
Alec, speak.
He's like, oh, you got ice cream.
Almost taking over for me. Then I guess I'll go where it's actually cool.
For your room.
Are you saying we ain't cool people?
Alright, so...
No, I'm saying... seven people in close proximity...
And dog.
And 100 degree weather outside equals a hot room.
Alright.
What's the tech guy think?
I say...
It's only because of me.
This guy's gonna die one way or another. Might as well try to save him.
Okay, what do you need?
God.
Sorry, there's not much of that out here.
What physically do you need?
A fully functioning cryobirth, so I can transplant the pieces and hope it works. Alright.
What can we do to help you try?
What do you want us to lift?
Does anyone have mechanic?
No.
I'm going to try to scavenge parts from the other ones to see if I can
That's
do
fine.
Something.
That's the only way you're allowed to make this check. You're at a net of a -4.
That's where we have Vinny's.
I need to get a 9.
Roll again.
It's a difficult check, and it's supposed to be.
Trade dice.
Oh! Alright.
I got a 9 total.
Alright. You think you've got it functioning to the point where it should work.
Should.
Here.
Alright. Statistically speaking... The machine works.
Statistically speaking, he has a 50-50 shot of living.
The rest of it's your job.
Give me a medic check. And yes, you do actually have to have medic with cryobirth. Because if you heat them too quickly, they
die. Mm-hmm.
Heat them too slowly.
They freeze.
Yeah. You know, even though it's written in Fulani, you know, I didn't speak English when I first started playing with these things anyway.
That one says kill. Why are you hitting the kill button?
No, that's the big red button's just for humor.
It doesn't actually mean anything.
But it literally says kill. All
right.
Right.
Did you see how it's not working?
He comes out, and the first thing he does is he kind of...
The last thing he remembers is being chased by a rooster.
He vomits on Steve.
You know, I'm glad this is self-cleaning.
But some did get inside, like, the helmet of the suit, where you're just kind of like...
pull my red shop rag.
You can see he's, of course, in a kind of a cold sweat, and he begins mumbling horribly in Volani.
What's he saying?
I try and comfort him, give him, you know, things and stuff.
Yeah, you're fine. You know how to do it.
As a doctor.
It takes some time to get over the shock of being frozen.
By a giant chicken. I'm looking at the chicken in the freezer. The chicken's putting him in the freezer.
He looks at the two Oslon, kind of doesn't really register anything, doesn't really register for the burger. He reaches over and kind of grabs your suit, and he begins kind of... You don't think he's mean to, but he's kind of spittling in your face as he's screaming.
That's why I have a helmet.
So as do I. What's he saying?
Chickens! Giant chickens!
Don't worry, friend. They're dead.
Fried chicken.
I don't speak Bologna, but I think you said giant chickens.
Beasts! Killed some of my crew!
Arise, chicken! Arise!
Yeah, there's a corpse, but a couple corpses behind this.
No, he doesn't freak out.
I was like, wait, are you playing the head?
Look! Oh! Look, game picture!
I got a, well, assuming it's okay. I got a 5 for
nasty.
Trade cook to see if there's any salvage parts off the chicken.
Oh, yeah, it looks as though they've been modified. It has more of the supple parts.
Hey, guys, guess what we're going to have for the week home?
Chicken?
Ew. Chicken. Chicken corn blue, we got fried chicken, we got more fried chicken.
I don't want to eat the genetically altered chickens, honestly.
Oh, they're fine.
You can check it, make sure it's okay to eat.
Yes. Can you calm the guy down?
Look, the chickens are dead. Could you calm down, please?
Give me a persuade.
See, minus 3, since I have nothing, so net of a minus...
Calm the fuck down, sir! As I say, Marine to persuade! Shut up!
Let's see, plus minus 3, since I don't have a skill, plus 1 from social, net of a minus 2.
Get a 12!
Oh, you got it.
Close.
11, 9.
When you still...
Calm down!
You still kind of take a gruff manner to him, and notice that he reacts much like any military person would.
To quickly snap at attention?
Yeah, he kind of quickly snaps up and kind of goes...
Are you going to be okay
there? Pull yourself together, man!
Oh, that's right, I do need to do that.
I think... could you check out the rest of the ship? I want to sit down for a while.
Does he speak our language?
Probably not.
I'm asking him.
Ask him.
Does he speak English?
Actually, it's Angelic, I think.
Anglic. He replies in Anglic, I speak some. Just because of the style of my game, the Volani are, of course, modeled after Russian, so I speak some.
So essentially I'm speaking Russian when I talk
basically
to him.
Basically.
Nice.
That's the style.
Remember, you are heavy weapons, dude.
You are heavy weapons, guy.
How many other crew did you have?
Six.
Besides yourself?
Yeah.
So there's four others possible.
Found two others, yeah.
Two were dead for sure, yeah.
Unfortunately, your engineer did not make it, nor did some guy in the cargo bay.
Probably the person who...
Oh, Lenka. Good friend.
Anyways, you rest here. Actually, second thought, can we move you to the cargo bay and shut the door for the eggs are?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't the eggs hatch?
When you guys head out, he will identify the dead man in here as Vladimir.
Pick him up. Throw him over my shoulder.
It'll be easy for you.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you're a rag.
poor friends.
He throws up on your back. And you're carrying him. like my tail.
All right.
Let's go search.
All right, so we explored down here. Let's go forward.
All right. Passing through the common room, you will find nothing. Obviously, the common room is actually in fairly pristine condition. As though the chickens never actually went this way.
So, as in they all went for the warm part of the ship?
Yeah, kind
of. Well, I never.
And also off of here is kind of a little medical bay. It's empty. This door right here is sealed.
Like physical sealed or keylock sealed?
Like physical sealed, like blast doors type of thing.
Is there a way I can hack it, or do we have to like...
Sure, you can hack it all you want.
Does this go into the control cock room?
Yes.
Just remember, it's open space on the other side of this door.
This goes into the HQ? Can we seal the other door while we check it out?
I'm putting my...
You put your back
on. Oh, mine was... I never took mine off. It would take too long. Like, which way does this go on again?
HUV suit.
Yeah.
Excuse me, it is.
Alright. Seal it up. I'm about to open up the vacuum. Can I seal the other door just in case?
Yeah. Oh, and this is the way to the...
Because, you know, don't have...
This is the way to the...
Sucked out.
Bridge. And avionics. and then this way over here is to the bedrooms and
whatnot. Let's check the bedrooms first.
Yeah. Okay. It's a long hallway with several doors branching off. In, I assume you guys go perusing through?
Yeah, we're looking for people.
Okay.
We knock on doors. Hello, housekeeping!
In one of the rooms, there's a female laid out on her bed. Obviously dead for about a week.
Fucked out or not?
Hmm?
How so?
How dead?
How did she die? That's a better question.
I had rash in her mouth and I was trying to...
Yeah.
Looks like she wasted away, some sort of illness.
She was sick.
Ooh.
Mm. I said don't check my options, but alright, we're good.
Can we, disinfect and then move on?
I don't have any disinfectant with me.
Well, let's just not get stand close to the corpse then.
Well, I'm sealed, so...
Pretty much all of us are.
Yeah.
At this point, yes.
Because we're like, oh, we're about to go to the...
Bedrooms.
Bedrooms.
You're right back.
Then further down, you will find two more in bunks. Young man, early 20s, same condition as her. And then also a slightly younger man, a slightly younger blonde Varger, who appears much the same.
So you said there's six besides the total, seven we found. One, two dead, and three here, so we're missing one.
Those three are dead.
Well, yeah.
Three here, one in there, one in the cargo room.
And then the captain, so no, missing one person.
You mean the person that was in the home?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find that guy.
Person currently floating out in space?
Yeah.
Right, well, if you guys want to do that, I can try and figure out what this disease is.
That would be a good thing.
You will need a lab. You can't do that here.
Okay,
I will...
In a really long syringe, a 3-foot syringe.
Does the med bay have disinfectant so we don't infect the other guy?
You'll have... After looking through the Volani stuff and getting help from Alec, yes, there is some antibacterial stuff.
Okay.
So let's spray ourselves down so the other guy doesn't catch it, and then quarantine this door. I assume this is your idea, but I'm saying it now.
Yes.
All right, I'm opening in this thingy.
Okay.
Button down the hatches, make sure everything doesn't fly out when I open this. Okay.
You're at a hacking of -2.
Okay. And just so we make sure nothing in the medical area that might be useful.
I assume that the hacking is a computer check.
Yeah.
I assist!
Okay.
I should have done it. I got 2 sixes.
What was the effect of your assist?
Let's see, is it intelligence?
Yes.
I got a 14.
Minus the 2, so
it's 12.
So 4.
So you have +4.
Okay, so I have a computers of 1. An intelligence of 2, which is 3.
So +7.
And then
-2 is
and
plus...
And then my hacking program is 1, right?
Yes, so you have +8.
+8, -2, so 6. So
+6.
So just don't roll 2 ones.
Double. Yeah. I roll 2
ones. He
successfully takes over that button. Control of the ship from this console.
Yeah. You see the stumps of where... chairs used to be a few places where computer consoles were. This was explosive decompression.
Is there anything in here still working?
Not really.
Okay. Can I close the blast doors?
Yes.
All right. Now this place will be pressurized again. But that's about it.
Well, we have a prisoner.
I say we have a rescued person.
Oh, I'm sorry, there is one still functional. There's one console still functional.
Oh.
What is it?
Sparking.
Go check it out.
It's just general database. It's got the names of all the people on board, their age, years in military service, their average.
Any sort of Volani military records at all on here?
Almost everyone except for the Varger and the young man who are bunked up in the same room have at least 10 years of military experience.
So this was some...
This was a trading vessel.
It was a retired military trading vessel.
It was the, hey, me and a couple of buddies from the service got into trading after we got out.
Looks like that.
Gotcha.
Let's go check up on our friend in the cargo bay.
At this point, you can see that he has vomited several more times and he's beginning to look fairly wasted.
I think he might have caught the plague.
Good thing we didn't go back
God.
We need to
pretty sure absolute zero will get rid of any bacteria that's out of my suit.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter for that person that was in cloth armor.
All right.
And
yeah. I haven't taken my HEV suit off this whole time.
I did, so.
So
no, wait, it's you.
Yeah.
So figure out what this disease is.
Please hurry.
He would have to come onto our ship.
We don't have a bay on our ship, do we?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Where do you think she works?
Not anything more intense than what they have here, though.
Yes, do but it's in English.
Yeah. Slight difference.
Well,
even.
Else do we have I'll be like, okay, this looks like a whole thing.
That's cyanide.
Huh?
Why do you think
Yeah.
No, it's cool. She's got it.
Alright, so if nothing else, we can always just...
Besides, if we put
leave
him,
the air from the system.
Yes. If you put him in his suit right now, he won't have effect of contaminating you guys, and I can take the suit off in the
I'm already
lab.
Contaminated.
Yeah, he's already contaminated, so that's...
He's not important.
Bring either of them on board...
You're just a distant cousin.
It runs the risk of infecting the entire ship, which all we have to do is make sure we're all still suited up, and if it comes out of the fact that we can't stop it, just vacate everything.
Anyways, why don't we put those two in suits and then just put them all in the med bay. Med bay. The med bay, and that way it's at least contained there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I am in the suit at the moment. So.
That's what I was saying. Okay. That we put them in the suit and put them in the med bay.
Then you stay in the suit.
All right, we go find us. I assume there's some kind of space suit that we can put on.
You put it on my suit. No.
Alright, and back across.
Okay.
Can you change the emergency code so nobody comes over here and gets infected? Say, make change like stay away, infected ship.
You just turn it off.
Or you can blow it up.
Or we can blow up the ship.
Or you blow it up. Ooh.
Or the power system
we
still
have
active.
Cryopods on the ship.
You can scavenge what, or salvage what you need and then we can.
It's not compatible.
Do we have cryopods on the
Do
ship?
Do we have cryopods?
I didn't think so.
We're a scout ship.
Yeah.
I assume the engine parts are not compatible. But what I can do is I can rig it to overload, so I have to give it a day or so to power up, and by that time we'll be gone, and it'll go...
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Self-start button. We should do that after we're ready to go.
Said it'll take a day or two.
Alright, well, while you work on that, I'll work on these two.
Everyone get across.
That's what you get for beating it.
He beat it on casual.
Alright. No wonder you got achievements. You were playing on fucking casual.
Well, okay. It was usually like, complete all the objectives in this mission. It's like.
Yes, I ignored most of those. Because I'm like, really? Do I really need to find those three other tanks? No, I don't.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The diamond bag one. I didn't find all of those.
Anywho. You quickly give me a biology check. This is not medic, this is biology.
Nine.
Okay. With the equipment, you can tell that this is viral. This is not bacterial. This is viral. You have not seen this virus before. It's not recorded in the Imperium.
Is it a chicken virus?
It has no correlation with anything that you can think of. Doesn't even look like it has anything to do with the chickens.
Okay. I think it was just an option.
Could we check the medical records on the...
Those were... They didn't have any.
Oh. Gee, thanks, guys!
However, one thing you can tell is that it is a largely primate...
Infection.
The only time it ever crosses species...
So he should be okay for
most. Yes, but anyone who is even exposed are at risk.
So we stay in the
suit. So I gotta stay in the suit.
You have to do...
But the Varger died from it.
There's the hang-up.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that it's just long enough exposure to the virus will...
Or it is a virus. Viruses do evolve.
So basically what we're going to try to do here, we're going to try and cure the disease.
Oh, yes.
And then
I'm
we're going
to try to find an antidote.
Infect
now,
all of
the,
us.
The thing is
all of us.
When I figured when he was screaming at the captain, you didn't have your visor down.
True. That's I had my visor down the whole time. It's emergency protocol. I've had too many things happen.
So he has been exposed.
My problem is when my supply runs out.
And I will contact, what's your name?
You have 6 hours.
Jack.
Yeah.
What did you say? There was Lieutenant Corporal?
Lance Corporal.
Honestly, when I get back
Lance Corporal McAllister.
As soon as they got in there, I would
have been. Lance Corporal, could you report to the medbay, please?
What? Certainly.
I would have gotten out of my suit by the time we got back on the ship. What? You know, once they're in the medbay?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the scream is done.
It's called raising the voice. Mm-hmm. It's necessary in this group.
I'm going to go sit in the engine room.
You get your dog tags.
And I bring the scanner console with me. Seal the door, close off the vents.
And then see what's up, kids.
No, then I refresh my air supply and then open the vents again. Yes, if it's airborne, it will come in here and then I'll close the vents and reset. Up our head.
Okay. So what are you doing, Jessica? You're the doctor here.
Yes, well, I'm going to have these three separated because I called him in. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have each of them separated.
Okay.
So flash drive?
I'm going to have the main, the Villani. Mm-hmm. Then I'll have the Oslam, then I'll have him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me a medic check on each.
Plus three, that gives me an eight.
Eight on the Villani? He will die within hours. He's been very, very infected. He looks like he was probably sick when he went in. And the temperature didn't do anything to stop the virus.
Yeah. Wasn't cold enough.
Was not cold enough.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'll just lay him down and soothe him.
Yeah.
Sedate him.
Yeah, you basically drug him up so he won't even know that he's dying.
Exactly.
Just big enough to hold
11 on him.
11 on him. You'll notice the virus is doing nothing to him. You're kind of studying the culture, and you'll notice that it's dying.
Okay, yeah. You need to breed with him.
It looks like it doesn't even survive on skin. I mean, it dies within minutes outside of a host.
Hmm, interesting.
So that means the infection, we wouldn't have been exposed.
Yeah, except for the captain.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You.
Yes.
Okay.
Not him.
You think he might have caught it.
Huh. It's always you, right?
Yep.
At 14.
14.
Yeah.
You can tell that...
You're losing hair.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the virus acts immediately. It's kind of like a ticking time bomb.
It has incubation?
It has incubation time. And since this is viral, there's not a lot you can do about it. You just have to give him a bunch of...
You just gotta immune boost and treat symptoms.
Yeah, it's about all you can do for it.
And then hope he makes his, you know, fortitude in D&D terms.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, you take a viral bath so you don't contaminate the others.
Okay.
Go bathe the bleach.
That's not hard.
Go bathe the bleach.
You are restricted to the med bay.
Oh.
So can I get out of this stuffy suit?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You may have caught the virus, and we don't have an antidote for it.
Now, if you want to spend time researching it, that's a knowledge biology check at that's an increment of 4 hours per.
That's what I'm doing.
Please? Okay.
Flowers.
Now that's flowers. That makes it. It's an 8.
Okay. You've made your first bit of progress towards it.
What time of day is it?
At this point, the ship would be dimming itself to about 7 or 8 at night.
Okay, so...
Can I stop drinking orange juice yet?
No.
Chug.
You have to stop before...
Steven, at this point you've had to refresh your air.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Alex, you have to stop before you drink a block about...
Then you got the 2 successes.
3 kilograms in weight.
For the evening.
Yes. Oh, that's all you need. 2 successes.
Because that's lethal dose 50 of
okay.
AC.
Okay.
So now it's 11 o'clock at night.
Obviously,
at least for my weight.
Vomiting, chills, and whatnot, those are all symptoms. On the plus side, however, since you caught it early enough, it's one of those that preys on people that are already sick.
Ah.
It's an opportunist virus. But it's one of those opportunist viruses that really, really suck. Which is why it lies
sick
dormant for a good long time. You think that if he doesn't catch it, if he doesn't start showing symptoms within the next 72 hours, he's not going to show symptoms.
Okay.
And the other part of it was the Varger, it's a common STD for them.
Varger was getting freaky.
Yep.
And apparently it had very, very negative side effects.
Wait, it's a common STD?
Well, okay, uncommon STD. It's about the same level that HIV and AIDS is.
Just super fast.
Just super fast. People know about it, and it doesn't look like he probably died from it.
He probably just died due to malnourishment or something.
He died due to some other illness, which got everyone else sick, which then passed on
the virus,
which was lying dormant because apparently the Varger was getting freaky with people.
Everybody.
Maybe just his roommate.
Maybe just one, and then it transferred.
True.
Yeah.
No.
You can't really say the engineer or the security officer were getting freaky with the Varger, because...
No, but he got freaky with the woman, and then she got freaky with them.
She was the ship's bicycle.
Or they died via chicken.
Chicken!
Those two did die via chicken. Well, they got eaten at the virus.
Anyways, while she's doing the research, I'll be piloting the actual system.
Okay. Alright, so, as you guys are piloting
Let me heal up.
Okay.
Yeah, but it takes a day for healing to begin.
Well, she's already done 12 hours of research or something.
Did she? Alright, 72 hours after quarantine, and about 6 gallons of orange juice later.
I never want to see another citrus fruit again.
Here, catch!
There, I bought you a toy.
It's an electric orange.
Neither of them show any symptoms.
Okay, that's good.
Apparently they hang out with enough dirty Varger that it's...
I'm still sitting in my hazmat piloting the ship.
I'll just check him just in case. Because he was vomited on.
Okay.
My suit.
Seven, 10.
It got onto his suit and died too quickly.
Okay. I was just double checking.
As I said, died within minutes type of thing. But it has to have a dormant inside spot to live in.
It has to have a host survival.
And that way there's another virus and another hole of a virus.
Then they have a gangbang!
Yep. Alright. So congratulations, you guys actually fly to the system. Congratulations, you got past the intro sequence.
Yay!
And almost died. Two times over.
Alright. You guys fly in. Once again, you guys are the ones who get to name this area. Unless it already has a name.
Oh, wait for it. I'm sorry, Andrea. Watch on the space.
Ryan.
You have a nice light show.
Could you please not do that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Or you can go to the space.
Yes. Alright. This wonderful yellow star is what our star is, so you guys know what the sun looks like.
Very Earth-like.
Actually, I don't know what the sun looks like.
It's very bright. I can't stare at it very long.
Okay. There are a total of 2 planets. A small one that's closest to the sun, approximately the size of Mars with a pair of moons, and then a big-ass gas giant.
Thank you.
Okay, so...
There's no gas giant here, we'd be screwed.
So, basically, we're going to be checking out the planet and its 2 moons.
Mm-hmm. At first, we stopped...
Well, does the gas giant have, like, 10,000 moons like ours?
Nope, it's got 0 moons.
Or suck them all in. Too much gravitational pull. Oh, God!
Is there any way I can, I suppose, freeze the eggs so they don't hatch in our time?
Yes.
Okay.
The chicken will be dead, but... Well.
No, I don't want it to die.
Basically,
you
have to do cryobirth.
Yeah,
yes.
On them.
Honestly, you can probably find a crate small enough to do a cryobirth. That doesn't bother me. You'll save 2 eggs.
Okay, that's good enough.
just hope you got a male or female.
Well, that you can just do x-ray and...
Hey, I have plenty of experiments for other ones.
Well, you can probably artificially inseminate them, unless you got two males. Then you're just screwed.
Oh god, it's two roosters!
Two cocks.
I put them in the same building and walk away.
And then you sell tickets to it.
Cockfight!
Giant alien nuclear cockfight!
Alright.
Hey, if you want to start a new game in business.
So, you guys.
You should put your rooster
since you guys are the pilots and the sensors, you get to tell me what you're looking at first.
Gas giant, I want to review it before. Just make sure.
Okay. Give me a sensors check.
By the way, Brandon,
no.
This is fairly standard high amounts of hydrogen and everything else.
Okay,
this is their
show.
So
we just stop for fuel.
Yes.
All right, to the planet.
I'm here for when things go wonky and I gotta do something weird. All
right, give me a sensors check.
13.
Each of these are, remember, in increments of what did I say last session? 8?
It's supposed to be D6 hours.
Steve, is this your old one?
Yes. So 6 hours later.
Do you need it?
Let me see.
All right, Steven.
No.
Looking at the world, you can see that it's approximately the size of Mars with gravity of about where it should be, around 70%. Mm-hmm. However, you can see that the atmosphere and that there are plenty of water. It's still 45% water, although it looked like there was a lot more water.
Yeah.
The planet itself is now a warm world. Its average temperature being around 32 to 37 degrees Celsius all the time at the poles.
What's that Fahrenheit?
Wow.
Celsius.
In Fahrenheit, that'd be over 100.
A little over 100.
At the poles?
At the poles.
Okay, we're not landing on that planet, probably.
Actually, in addition, there's, of course, no population, and the atmosphere is tainted, and the entire planet is radiating about 45 on the Geiger counter.
We're not landing on that planet.
You can see, you can detect that there are plenty of buildings on the planet. Most of them look fairly ruined.
Ooh, I know what happened
and
here.
And you can see that there are giant population centers that are fairly have this area where everything's flat, and then there are buildings out from there.
You mean there's an area where there was like this, and then you see dust in there?
Yeah.
Because they got fucking nuked by each other?
Yeah.
This is Earth.
So we could try and
this is Fallout.
Map out the areas.
We have the planet looks like it used to be about 70% water. Now it's about 45% water.
I'm all for doing a drive over and having people take pictures.
I'm not landing on that planet.
Do we get a survey or something? Would that be useful for us?
Yeah. You can survey it all you want, because after it's deradiated, it might be useful.
Yeah.
Great. Now comes
it
the
only takes like 40 years.
Now comes the annoying mineral scan part of the game.
No, what it means is you come back and scan this planet later. Because right now the radiation screws up a lot of your deep sensors.
I said we're flying over, taking overhead pictures.
Oi, problem.
Digging
for. Yeah.
Glue.
Oh, speaking of Fallout, you might find this interesting. The guy who played Worf is voicing a character in Fallout New Vegas.
Nice.
He's voicing a super mutant, an intelligent super mutant named Marcus from Fallout 2.
Hey, Marcus.
Yep, dude.
Okay.
I'll remember him. All right, so we fly over, take overhead pictures.
Yeah.
For the moons.
You can tell roughly 25, 30-ish years ago is when this all went down.
Oh, so it only has like 30 years until it's deradiated.
Yeah.
Because we're not following the Fallout model of radiation.
Dude, do you know how many nuclear bombs went off when I was born?
Listen.
True.
Okay.
That was on a moon, too.
So you said there's two moons?
Yes. Oh, by the way, it looked like it achieved tech level 5. The first point where you discover the atomic bomb.
So this was like Earth if Russia and United States decided to blow each other up.
Within like about 10 years of discovering it, yeah.
So basically, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, things got worse from there.
Hey, this is awesome! You, I'm taking your stuff. No, I'm gonna blow you up. And anything that then wasn't nuked just was irradiated to death.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
do we see any giant robots with nukes strapped to their back?
No.
Darn.
Alright, so we're going to fly over the planet, taking video,
whatever. Going, and this is going to be on the motto of why we should ban nuclear weaponry.
The Imperium sees that and deletes it.
No, they're all for it. Almost everyone restricts nuclear warfare because you get it at tech level 5.
True.
Yeah.
Imagine what a tech level 12 could do.
Also shows them what's
in the tech level 12, they've actually managed to get a nuclear bomb about the size of Hiroshima down to the size of a suitcase.
When's the point where you get black holes as a defense mechanism?
16.
Oh, okay.
16.
Oh. 16. I'm saying at 13, I believe you can get some things that are basically powered by black holes.
Powered by
them,
but not.
Yeah.
Anyways, our planetary defense is black holes.
How about a white hole?
Racist.
A white hole.
It is actually a technical term. I don't remember what it means, though.
The black hole sucks in, the white hole
expels.
Fellow sun.
Not really.
It's. Wouldn't a black hole have a white hole? Because they're technically expelling everything out the top of the body.
Mm-hmm. I think they are connected.
Anyways,
one point of the universe earlier. Mm-hmm.
So, do we go to Moon A?
Wait.
First, what do we name the planet?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Okay, the three of us that aren't actually doing
moon
anything
two.
Right, though.
Go to Moon 2.
We're supposed to name the planet.
What do we want
to
name it?
Fallout?
3 hours to scan this planet. After this, you're going to go take a nap from 9 hours of staring at computer screens.
I know what we name it. The Capital Wastes.
Okay.
Alright.
Sure.
What'd you get?
I got a 10.
10? Roughly the size of the moon. No atmosphere. 0% water, which means it's a flux world. Basically, depends on how much the sun is shining on it.
It's the moon.
Zero population.
It's our moon.
It's a moon.
Wait, alternate Earth. Oh, God.
On a slightly smaller scale.
Alright. Somebody else do sensors. I'm taking a nap.
Oh, I can't do it.
I don't have sensors.
I stare at the machine.
No, what this means is where you take a nap, we debate on names.
Yes.
Because you're going to do more sensor work because no one else knows how to do it.
Yes, you're a scout.
So I have no recon. So I go sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah.
In my head suit.
So,
you can take that off now.
Are you sure it's safe?
Yes.
So I think we should
I even checked you out.
Alec?
Yeah?
You have a cold.
I think we should call it AKA PSA-01. But we should call it an actual name too.
What are the abbreviations for?
You know, what if
public service announcement.
You know, here's the real question. How did I catch a cold when we're in a completely sterile environment and we haven't touched down?
I would not say completely sterile.
I was fondling eggs earlier.
Yeah.
Do your fleas have the common cold?
I don't have fleas.
His fleas cure the common cold. You must eat them.
Yeah, fleas.
I think we both
seriously.
Have fleas.
New shampoo.
My Christmas is 8. I don't have fleas.
Me or social?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna argue. Pablo's got a pretty good, decent charisma, and he still can catch fleas.
Oh, you're a JGQ boy.
But he doesn't have fleas. Case in point.
Yeah!
Yeah!
This is not Inception, you can stop spinning the pop.
Okay. Shiny.
I set the ship on fire.
What is this?
Okay. Oh, underneath your footstool.
Alright, well, that's what after about 10 hours, because you have breakfast, as you're...
Side of one of the wheels.
Steven, as you're eating breakfast, you're pretty sure you can see sensors going on inside your suit.
It's in there, stirring my eggs. Bleep. Bleep.
Hey, you can take them off now, tap, tap, tap.
Bleep.
Tap, 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 tap.
At that point, I walk by.
Bleep.
Orange juice.
Run off your helmet.
Here, drink some orange juice.
Alec is currently suffering from vitamin C poisoning.
You learn how to do sensors.
What? I don't want to. I'm learning how to do zero-G.
Do we have any antitoxins on board?
Because you know how awesome it is.
But you don't really need them.
To roll more on zero-G. On the ship.
I'm talking about the orange juice. I think it's slowly killing me.
Fine, here, apple juice.
That's 7.
It's not terribly hard. Size 0, 0 atmosphere, 0% water, flux. However, there actually is a base here.
Huh.
You can hear some small radio chatter. Not a lot, because you probably only need one or two antenna for the entire thing. And it's, of course, a completely sealed environment. You can see, of course, that it's got a power plant. It's a fully operational area. But, of course, you can't tell much more than that.
I push the...
It's got one docking bay.
I push the comm button.
It's primarily in baloney.
And then I press the play for the recorded official greeting.
Do you listen to the format that you do
it? You should probably go get the person actually speaks for me.
And then I'm pressing play and go, oh, crap. Calm. Hey, guys! We got some...
Okay, so in the background of the recording...
I got something!
I walk up. What?
Wait, it's not done yet.
So there's mild conversation in the background while it's recording.
Okay. I listen for response. Oh, by the way, we've got a blind base.
You can hear in the... Well, I mean, you can hear it reply, feel free to land, SS Clark.
They're letting us land.
I wouldn't normally ask where, but...
It's not like we have many options. Alright, let's land, just be, you know, ready for combat. I won't take my AGV suit this time, I'll just take my clothing.
Okay.
Combat. Can we scan inside and see if there's any military weaponry or anything?
No, you don't have that kind of scanners.
The ship did not equip... They did not equip our ship with that kind of stuff.
Alright, I'll go in my official military uniform, skeleton. Hoping not to get shot.
Alright, you guys will hop out in uniform. Give me a second. Okay, just to run you guys up to speed on what I said to my group.
Oops.
Yes, totally.
Oops.
I has them.
Last session I had said that there wasn't a med bay, and now magically this session there was. The other scout group that trades off with them on the SS Clark...
Our ship's a whore!
Yes, it is. Actually installed a med bay in part of the cargo bay. Because apparently they were having a rough enough time that they went ahead and splurged and spent some of their own money on a cargo bay. Or on a med bay. So, that's where it came from. Anywho, they've decided to steal the pharmaceuticals.
You stole their dog.
Hey. Okay.
I did.
Okay. As you guys are stepping out your little air raft, out walks a average height man, although he's about 20 pounds overweight, with blonde hair and gray eyes. He walks with a heavy limp. You can see that there are four guards behind him, all in cloth armor, much like you guys. You can see that they've got auto pistols present. And he speaks with basically a heavy German accent. He's, guten Tag!
Is he speaking Anglic or Volani?
Anglican.
He's speaking Volani.
Alright, Alec, you're our negotiator.
Huh. You'll notice that these two, right here, look basically like twin brothers.
They're stormtroopers. They all look exactly alike.
This guy over here, average brown hair. These two, blonde hair, blue eyed. That guy right there, he looks a bit like that guy over there, except he's got a pretty big hair lip.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Greetings.
Who's got the highest social in the group?
They're speaking Volani.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're the only one who can speak Volani.
I'm also not a talker.
So I'm the talker.
Congratulations, you're screwed.
Because I have
a job. Actually, I can stand here and be an interpreter.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Oh, served.
I was hoping to make Alec do something out of the ordinary.
I've got a charisma plus 0, and no skills in it. So
plus 1, no skills.
0, no skills.
Okay.
I have Steven. Doing it.
So, Jessica, you get to talk. I will translate.
I can deceive them if you want.
We live along the empire. I swear.
What is the thing we're trying to do here, actually?
Figure out what's going on.
We're just visiting.
Do you have diplomat? Is that what you have?
I think so. I think I'm diplomat, not persuasion, right?
It was diplomat.
Yeah. That's my only social skill.
I have deception, corrals, and advocate. I do not have persuade either. Or diplomat.
Yeah, I have diplomat. Okay. Greetings, sir. We are from the blah 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 ship.
Mm-hmm. What do we name our ship?
Hell if I know.
It's the SS Clark.
SS Clark.
The other scout ship is the SS Lewis.
Huh.
Wait, who's Clark and Lewis?
That's right.
Or Kent.
I hope you were joking, by the way.
Actually, I've never heard of anyone named Clark and Lewis, but I do know somebody else maybe of, like, Lois and Kent, but...
Lewis and Clark.
I know, Al.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
I think you're lying.
He looks at you oddly.
I wasn't done, but it's all right.
No, I know. He's just looking at you like...
They were from the SS... Clark, we are a scouting vessel for the Imperium.
Oh, the Third Imperium! So that's why the Valani disappeared.
Yeah.
They're not Valani.
You're his interpreter. You don't actually exist.
he could ask that.
Ask all you want.
Yeah, wait, you're not affiliated with the Valani?
Oh, we were. We had good dealings with them, but business changes.
Okay.
Do I have any way of trying to figure out who these people are?
Ask.
You can.
Yeah, ask.
Space is a big place.
I suppose I'll ask, was this a trading port at one point in time, or?
Yes, we trade many valuable... We trade many valuable things to the Valani. Including radioactives.
Huh. Well, it's not like it doesn't look like it's very short supply with the planet down there.
Interesting.
Was that their planet?
Translate.
No! No! We came later.
Ah.
Good. Good. Are radioactives legal or is it just nuclear weapons?
No, they're legal. He's talking about things like trading, you know, the fluid and the coolant and whatnot.
Gotcha.
That's actually
And even if they weren't, they don't fall under our jurisdiction.
Yeah, they do.
Oh. They do now. Yeah. We own this place.
It's also things like depleted uranium shells and whatnot that's still technically radioactive.
Things that you can use for other purposes.
Yeah.
Also be like rocket refuel in cases.
And there are some ports that, you know, allow nuclear bombs. It's just those are also the ones that tend to have pirates in them.
You mean the ones that don't have a security rating? Because
yeah.
A security rating 1, they outlaw nuclear weapons.
I'm just saying. Maybe it's a hippie commune. Nah, man. Go ahead.
Nuclear weapons.
Go ahead and use your nuclear arms. I love the hugs from the nuclear arms.
Nuclear trees, man. I like nuclear mushrooms.
So,
just my love.
How long have you guys been stationed out here?
Oh, we've been here for many centuries. Two.
2 centuries?
Probably not these specific people.
Have you personally been here for 2 centuries?
No. My great, great primogen. Progenitor, ancestor,
grandfather.
They clones.
No. No, possibly.
Those two look
no.
Just so you know.
I know.
Anyways,
well, good to meet. I assume you want to get right down to business. What we can offer you. However, there seems to be, and from over there you can hear, and running out of there you can hear people screaming in the native tongue of this area, and running out headlong with pistols.
They're not led by anyone. Go ahead and give me initiative checks.
We're about to...
Wait, initiative check? What's my initiative score? Is it the underneath or above kind?
What?
Jessica.
He's asking you to make a check.
What's initiative again?
Grammar initiative
Dex.
Check?
Zero.
Nice.
You're making an initiative.
Oh, what? What's going on?
Guess what happens here with me? I'm like,
it was a two.
Oh, shit. Alec, six. Apparently, I was expecting this.
Seven.
Alec,
eight.
Zero.
Okay, and the average.
See, kind of going, I know I should drop my head suit, but I've been so paranoid lately. I gotta try to relax. This is what happens when I relax. I forget 4 years of my life.
Well, see, I wasn't relaxed. I was just like, oh, okay.
All right, Tyler.
Does it look like they're going to shoot us?
Oh, yeah. Hold on, let me lay
it. They have snub pistols or laser pistols?
I look at the guy.
No. Initiative is 2d6 in dex.
Okay.
I look at the guy.
Well, whatever.
Is he hostile, too?
Him?
No.
He looks just as surprised as you guys.
Are these guys yours?
No. Did these guys belong to you guys?
Can I hold one of them before they get to cover?
No. You guys need to slow down. I can only translate for one of you at a time.
Obviously,
okay. That's how I'm saying
you look more important than the others.
Looking them over, give me a recon check.
Oh, I can do that at least.
Oosh.
This is what?
Nah.
Intelligence.
Eight.
I got an 11 for my recon.
Okay.
I didn't get more than either of them,
okay.
So.
Huh. Some of those guys look identical to some of those other guys.
You were right, they are clones.
Huh, so they do look like they're clones.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I was right?
Yep.
But
do any
of them have a leader then, right?
No, not a single one of them.
I'll just pop one then.
This is when auto fire would be really nice.
Wait, why are you rolling 3d6? You can't run straight to damage because you've got a magic missile.
I definitely do. Well, I guess I do here. What's minuses? Two. He's got a plus three, so he's got 12.
Okay, so you hit with an effect of four.
Plus one. 10, 11. And I'll just cover behind a box.
He's actually wounded. No, wait, no, sorry, he's not.
Tyler, if you had a higher strength, I'd say you need to pick up a ACR or something.
Dude, this is because it's a pistol. I'm doing single shots.
Steven.
If I wanted to, I'd pick up a laser pistol.
And why are you running to cover to?
The box in the back.
This is funny. You may add your tactics skills with your tactics check to add to the initiative.
Yep. Oh, nice. I can go faster then.
Well, it applies to everyone.
Oh. Okay, I got 10.
So you need to direct us.
Total minus the two already.
No, I can hit effect with two.
Because he has
military tactics. Shooting the same guy or different one?
I'll just be different. I'm hoping they're not as tough.
Let's see. Excluding, 15. Well, it helped Jessica and Brandon.
Then,
no!
Since one action, I can free five and drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
anyone have any grenades?
Actually, shooting is
is
a significant action. You've got a minor action left.
I have no skill in throwing, though.
Dropping to prone is a minor action.
Or healing. I have grenades, but
and moving
throwing
is
free. Free five. Base.
No.
And
then I will. I don't have any minus from drop prone.
Give one to me.
And I'm waiting for the minus to shoot that hole there.
If I'm not dead by the time I get there,
I drop prone.
I go last.
No, he's got the non lethal grenades. I've got the lethal grenades. I have two smoke grenades.
How many minor actions do you
see? My rocket launcher is probably still on the
one.
Ship.
One.
Alright, what's medium range?
8 squares.
And long range?
I think like 32 squares.
Auto fire. You're in the long range section.
Good.
So can I trade a significant movement with 3 miners?
You have a pistol, so minus 2.
3 miners?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I might have had a minus 2 last time.
That's what it said. Because you can sacrifice a significant for 2 miner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Either way, I get one hit, so I might as well go for the...
Uber hit?
Yeah, most damage I can. 10.
10? Okay. Hit with an effect of 2. Shooting a different one, or...?
I'll shoot one of the ones that's already injured.
Okay. This guy is still in endurance. That guy has
is now into his secondary
set. I'll fire at the guy who's still in endurance.
So you did more damage.
11,
six.
My pistol,
so
13.
It's a laser pistol.
The only problem is if they have a...
Then my gun goes...
It's
a little poke gun.
We're fighting with pirates? Oh, great.
Because then I have to go through their armor, through the reflect, then hit them.
Cannon barrage, you moron!
Oh, you have a flag
name. Nothing.
Sometimes smoke and aerosol. You don't want the aerosol.
And one of their guns actually jammed.
I'm thinking about throwing grenades.
Oh, Lord.
My next turn.
Primogen ran. Their return fire. One.
Oh, it's an athletics check, isn't
three,
it?
Three. Four. One, two, and then one at Steve. No, actually, hold on.
I have a minus
one,
two,
because you shot, and then one on those guys.
Hey, I'm safe for once.
Yay! I have a shield!
Nothing?
Just call the lance corporal.
Actually, I'm
nothing? Good lord, fucking stormtroopers? Thank you.
Oh, yes. He's...
You're using the wrong mini if you want to do well, Andre.
Okay. Then this one is shooting at Steven. Hits.
I'm prone.
Yeah, minus two. I just hit.
He has a plus two, minus two.
It's 11.
So minus five.
Six, and this six, one, and you haven't shot yet.
No, I have not.
Did you shoot?
Yes.
Okay,
I shot.
Yeah, that's what he's good for.
He's better be taking some penalties.
It won't matter.
He rolled a five.
Right there. Just barely hit, actually, because he's out in the open, because he's a moron. But it stops in his cloth armor.
Okay. Then we go to Jessica.
Right. My actions will be to draw my weapon, kneel, and aim.
Brandon.
Can I make it back to the box, or is that too far?
Yes, you can make it back.
All right. I want to take cover back there. Can I fire or no?
Yes, you can fire.
All right. I'm going to shoot the wounded guy.
Fire!
Remember, you can do, like, auto-fire since you're...
No, that's a full-round action.
Oh.
I think
Yeah, that's why I couldn't do anything else in my round.
You hit spray.
Yeah.
Top back of the round, Steven.
What?
Tyler.
Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler.
I have an 8.
You're not important.
No, maybe not. It depends what I do. I'll shoot the injured guy. Try that again. No. Minus 2?
Yes.
A 7.
So, there's the dodge, whatever it is, that you can do that'll increase your AC by
Steven.
2, and it makes it harder to shoot by 1, right? You need a total of 3, it'll have a minus.
So Steven begins rolling around on the ground.
So that gives me a minus 1, it's another minus 1, minus 2, so plus 2, so I got 11. Minus 2 for that, so a 9.
Hit by 1.
You're shooting the wounded guy?
I'll let them finish him off. I'll shoot somebody else. I have faith. Ill placed. 9 plus 4 is 13.
Minus 5 is 8. He actually into the wounded category.
You guys are gonna finish them!
I like
on the floor rolling.
Daka. Modaka.
Oh yeah.
Looks like there's gonna be 2 hits and a miss.
Yeah. 10, 10,
and 3.
3, so 11, 11, 4, taking into account the minus 2.
That's fine.
Okay. So,
is it just going to be on these two, like right here?
Sure. Or do you want to finish
Kay.
The thing? Oh, I actually had a 5. I'm sorry, I forgot to use the long range penalties. 9, 11,
plus 3 is 14.
Okay, so he's got 3 real damage.
Do you want to finish the other guys off or no?
No.
I'll make it easier for you guys. A 10 plus 3 is 13.
13 and 5 is 8, so he's got 2.
Alright, so I'm gonna auto fire. Just finish the
one. I'll try.
That was Alec. The guards! Because they've been working so well. Hey! Made me eat my own words, miss. Miss.
These guns are not very well
critical, yes.
Didn't one of their guns jam?
Yes.
We'll say it was him. He didn't realize.
Ah, I got one! Ah, Dominocrats! All right. What? You heard him.
Die, Democrats. That's funny.
Are we fighting Republicans?
There's a civil war between the clones.
As they're falling back.
I was going to throw a stun nade, but I have no ranks in acrobatics, so I'd have minus two.
Enjoying watching his leg kick.
Oh, one guy's going to get hit good. Another guy's going to get hit really well. And we'll have one shot at Steve.
Minus three!
Huffs! Misses.
Oh! Ha-ha!
Oh. I think this is the last thing we're doing this session. There we go.
No, you have plus two?
Yes.
Plus two.
So you just barely hit. I might actually get injured.
Oh.
Ooh. Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Now that they've only lost. Okay.
Steven?
Ow.
14.
Oh, wait, one more. Now it's Steven.
This minus three. 9, 12, 8, 9
minus 5 is 4. I'm still having endurance left!
Here.
You can't do that!
Why not?
You said we cannot Benny your rolls.
Oh, true. Alright, I shoot Steven in the back.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
He's not expecting it, so his dodge doesn't come into play.
Jessica.
He's still rolling on the floor.
Okay. I aimed.
Gives you plus one.
I have a laser sight.
Plus two.
I have a smart gun.
Plus three.
A zero dex and no combat skill.
Okay, so.
Zero.
But you do have gun combat on your gun. So that gives you effectively rank zero.
Oh, okay.
So you have a plus. You look down, and it's literally like.
Okay, plus three.
Net of a plus three.
And then minus two for cover.
Okay, so you have
net of a plus one. You
roll
a full auto? I'm glad I'm ducking.
Ooh, well, so.
Plus one, so.
You rolled one too many dice.
No, she's good.
She rolled seven.
No,
oh, never mind.
I have six.
There you go. Two hits.
One with the plus one.
Okay, that's 3d6 damage?
Yes.
So 3d6, then 3d6 plus one.
Do you want to put him on the same guy or no?
Two different guys.
Yeah, I was spraying.
Okay. 13.
So two real.
Wait, minus two?
No.
No.
ACR has no minuses.
Oh, he's at 13.
This is a rifle.
Yeah, it's the same gun he has.
11.
12.
So one.
Wait a minute.
Is this what, pistol?
She did 13, he has two rear left, and then 11, and 12, and then he has one.
5, and then 6, so there's 11, 12. So he should have one more.
3.
There you go.
All right, I'm
Brandon.
Full auto. You get two more d6.
Nope.
No,
he does not have the same gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it does,
to shoot.
But it does have two.
Yeah, two hits, right?
Yep, that's two hits. Go for it.
Well, right. If you want to finish those two guys off, they're just dead.
That's what I'm going for.
They're just dead.
Go ahead. No, you can actually roll, but not with
dead.
A 16.
And then second guy.
Yeah.
Not with a 12.
All right.
Top of the round, Tyler.
There's one guy left.
Ooh. No, there isn't.
Oh, it's minus four, actually. So I get it to 11.
Yep, might affect the three.
Good boy. So you get what you roll?
He gets what he rolls.
Where's my other
piece? Just roll the
three.
I need 3d6.
Where? Because I need four dice.
You have four dice.
Right there.
Oh.
Council right. Likes your dice.
Yes, I like your dice.
That's not what I meant to do.
Yeah, use your dice.
Yeah, but then we're going to jump on
12.
The
map. We established that was one.
Yes.
I need one more dice roll. Is this done after this?
I have some roleplay stuff I want to get done.
Steven gets finished off.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Not with dodging.
Wait. I have a total of minus two, minus three,
minus four.
Oh!
And then
you got
Alex.
Double full
for it, sucker.
Do it.
Take a minor action, aim, and shoot.
Rocket launcher.
I'm heavy weapon guy.
Alec, he has one hit point. Just two sixes together.
How many hits?
Three hits. Come on.
Only not two.
He's
actually, that's not that.
It's not a lot.
I finally stopped rolling.
Wow, they walked into the wrong party, huh?
Oh. I will attend to the injured.
No, they're getting away. Let's go catch them.
These two are dead. These five are dead.
Okay,
so him.
Hey. No, we have to go get them.
I still have 22 bullets left in my clip.
I'm gonna go lock that door.
All right. As you come running over to this door, you can see that it's now about halfway. There's this nice red line with some sparks shooting out this side.
Oh. Can I?
They're welding the door shut?
Oh, they're welding it shut? Okay, I thought you meant it was like an explosive line.
Oh, no.
TNT. Yeah, I was going to shut the door, too. It's a little bit excessive welding it.
You want to spin the Benny?
Can I spitefully open it? Or are they almost done?
It's halfway and it's a sliding door.
7 plus 3, that's gonna be a 10.
Just roll.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to force it open.
You could.
My bennies aren't doing anything anymore.
Just kick it out.
9 plus
3 is 12.
3, 12 minus 4, you get 8 endurance.
Hey, I'm down one.
They ran away welding your door shut.
Whoa. Now you see the nature of our problem. The Democrats.
Could you define the nature of a Democrat?
Yes. They are terrorists. We operate on a technocracy.
Good boy.
I am Haupttechniker. And I lead this place. They are terrorists hoping to destroy what we have built. And saying that it is for the good of the people.
What have you built?
We keep the entire station operational.
Ah.
It is not easy when trade breaks down. As you might imagine, we have our hydroponics and power plants and whatnot. But what makes it worse is that they have the lower levels, which is the hydroponics, the power generator, and the hydro controls. Luckily, they have not done anything with them yet.
What, have you tried negotiating with them?
Ah, they're terrorists. They do not listen to reason.
Okay, I say in Anglican, that probably means no.
I guess.
Yeah. Well,
perhaps our negotiations are a bit more complicated than we thought. We thought.
I got shot today!
Isn't it exciting? Do you feel the pain? Do you feel the burn?
Actually, they kind of just were grazing his and she put band-aids on.
You're a lucky man.
Last time I had my head suit, they just bounced off.
Now you just walk around
shot
on the ground.
Today. Hey, who needs dignity when I can live?
So, is there any other way into their section of the ship?
Yes, they are on the lower 3 of the 12 levels. There is a population of 4,000 kept strictly at 4,000. No more, no less.
How do you control that?
Control breathing?
Yeah, we control the cloning vats.
Oh, okay. I was right.
Yeah.
Could you accommodate us if we assisted you?
Clone you?
No.
No.
No, you said strictly 4,000, we just...
Oh, yes.
Four.
There is enough oxygen and food to tolerate your presence for 2 weeks. No more, no less!
It would be perfect!
Schnell!
We have a master archivist sitting in there, you know, gone crazy. He prophesied he'd come here to have exactly enough food for 2 weeks.
And we knew you'd be here for 2 weeks, exactly. Should we wait for Jessica to get back? Because he's
our... Not speaking.
Okay, so to re-explain...
I'm an Imperial Guard.
They control the cloning vats, but the Democrats have got the hydro controls, the hydroponics, and the power plant in the lower 3 of the 12 levels. and he's worried that they're going to do something terrible to them.
Something drastic.
The Democrats, if they get desperate enough.
The Democrats want to vote and, you know, stuff. And
they want to be Democrats?
What's the technical definition of a Democrat?
Terrorist.
This is more... I'm asking a dictionary on our show.
Someone who wants to rule by voting.
Okay. Which honestly might not be good for the society.
True.
For a clone society, yeah.
Well, that and the fact that they have to have a very strict population and food and water, because they're on a moon fucking base.
Yes, with very little...
What type of planet? Oh, that's right,
for
the ag garden
with other
world.
People.
Yes, this planet is a little awkward to you.
Okay.
I'm a farm boy.
You're a farm boy.
As I suggested to them, which, of course, we don't want to tell them, we might be able to negotiate with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see if they can listen to reason. Although, I don't know if they'll listen to reason either. Because they might just want to hang them all or something and reclone them.
That's the great thing about cloning. Human life has no value. Oh, you don't listen to what I say? Boom! About another.
Except now you've got a baby who's a completely different person who just happens to vaguely resemble the guy you just cloned.
Yeah, that's what's great.
So we can try and take the diplomats back with us to the capital ship.
Diplomats? I don't think they'd be happy if we brought back terrorists.
They're not terrorists.
They're not really...
The other D word. Democrats.
Well, I mean, if we can negotiate their surrender, I'm certain we can find a suitable population level to put them on.
Yeah.
Not this one.
And then we can actually bring trade back to this place, liven it up a little more.
Possibly.
You know, if you guys had 3 tons of foodstuffs or something.
Hey, imagine that. It's in our cargo bay, right?
Guess where they were headed.
What? Oh, here. Wait, why were they up?
Trade?
Oh. We could trade with them, but we have to get things back in order first.
Yeah.
That's true. They are led by Technico Dresden.
What's his name?
Dresden. Her name is Dresden.
Well, the first thing you said was what?
Technicar.
Oh, so she used to be one of you?
Yes. She is treacherous.
She said she was Technicar.
So why did she switch over to the terrorist side?
Who knows? Probably offered her lots of money or something. Or maybe make her president and dictator.
Because remember, the president is a dictator.
Well, should we go sneak in there?
I can show you entryway. That was only other entryway.
Convenient. Now they've got a funnel point. Great.
I say we run the butt naked.
No.
You can. Go right ahead. I'll take pictures.
No, trust me.
We can't let him...
Streaking in space is not a fun activity.
We cannot let him go in naked. I mean, we kind of need him to keep the ship running for now.
Oh, yeah, and there's also these rules I found.
Give me 9 weeks so I can figure out how to do it.
These laws.
Wait, what? Give me what?
So give me 9 weeks, I can figure out how to do it.
No, we don't have the proper training facilities on our ship. Which is why we're not allowed to count travel time towards our new skill time.
So, is there anything else we should do besides?
You can visit any place you want to drink. You can come be with me and the wife.
Wait, are sure. All of you guys clones?
Yeah.
And clones marry?
Yeah.
Do you reproduce?
No, that would be crazy. That would take like 18 years for a useful person.
Oh, okay, working off a different type of cloning here.
Like a full person clone back.
It's like Star Wars cloning. Yes, they clone their babies, but then they have accelerated growth to maturity.
18 years to replace one lost person? That would be devastating.
No, I've started as.
I love my children.
I'm sure they love you too.
And it's except such a vile process. I mean, the squirting and the liquids and the ripping and the screaming and the poo.
Issues.
It's disgusting.
I wonder how much this is actually translating.
Huh, what? I wasn't really paying attention. I was speaking on autopilot.
Do you realize what you just said?
No, honestly.
You said that my mom is a piece of crap.
She was.
know my mother.
Yeah, you. You don't know me!
I can rig your door never to open again.
Yeah, you can.
Do you realize how many bullets he takes for you?
Whatever it has to, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of.
Imagine all those bullets focused at you.
Yeah, that might hurt. We might keep you around.
Okay, glad to know I feel
useful. Let's go have dinner with them, why not?
Okay.
Sure.
It's only polite.
Yes.
Alright, so.
To learn more about their society so we can abuse them and sell them as blankets.
Basically, as you guys are walking along, it looks like there was kind of like an original population of maybe 40, and they cloned from there. So there's about 100 of each person.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill.
I think
and their names are literally just 1, 2, 3, except in their native tongue. Unless, of course, they have the title Technicar.
At which point they're Technicar.
Technicar, 5.
There are a total of 20 of them.
Okay. I assume the Technicars are the ones that show some sort of savvy towards.
They're the technocrats. Yeah, and of course, you know, you'll have this nice, very, very, very Spartan mush meal.
Mmm, I like it.
Tasty.
It's got all the nutrients and protein and whatnot that you'll need for the day.
I feel like I'm back at boot camp.
No, actually, in boot camp, they actually had real food.
Yeah, true. Keep us from revolting.
Dude, a bunch of 18-year-olds with guns and you start feeding them crap? No.
Did my crew just blink at me?
Oh, wait, let me rephrase that then. I feel like I'm back on the battlefield.
Yes.
There you go.
And, of course, you'll notice that they've got 4 of the same serving girl with some genetic drift.
There's always genetic drift.
And his wife is, of course, this attractive young 18 or 19-year-old girl. Blonde hair, blue-eyed, busty.
Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't I see you over there?
No, actually, she's fresh.
She's a new mix?
No, she's kept fresh.
So there aren't any clones of her? What do you mean by she's kept
Juven
fresh?
Juven dogs.
No, if she gets old and ugly, she gets replaced with herself.
But there's other forms of her around them.
Yes, but they're allowed to age.
Yeah, as I'm saying,
didn't I see like the 15-year-old version, 15-year-older version of you? Anyway. Anyone else? Of course, she's blonde hair, blue eyed, wonderful shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Hulk Technicar keeps her to himself.
My brain is confused how to feel.
So, I should sleep with this chick, right? Just to create the awkward sexual tension and, you know, hatred towards that guy. And then we should, like, side with the rebels and totally overthrow this woman, right? And then everything works out because they know what they're doing and they're voting. And then the place goes to shit and everyone dies.
I don't like that plan.
Sure.
I don't like those last 2 steps.
Are we operating under the general stance that good is dumb?
Balin's here. We need to put him in charge. Saruman's a douche and an idiot.
So, before you guys head down into the depths, is there anything you want to do which we will be dealing with next session?
What do you mean?
Is there anything you want to do?
I think we wanted to talk to the rebels or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was going to be next.
There's nothing up here we want to do yet. Everything we want to do deals with the rebels or afterwards. Because we don't want to trade them until the rebels are done.
Okay, well, that will be the end of this session.
Dungeon walls. Hey, the crowd chased another one in.
Welcome! Come in! Make yourself comfortable!
What is this place?
Don't worry, you found a Gamer's Haven.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.